So even on that show with Jennifer Lopez, has all the money, success and stuff, she's still insecure. Even at 50, she's still insecure, low self-worth, low self-esteem. And this is why we keep telling you guys.
Yeah, Steve, they think the service dwelling thing has an age on it. Like, are you supposed to just use that if you already a certain age? I'm gonna deafen this in my video with the olive or the cake. And I said some people unfortunately die in this level of thinking. 90 years old, 100 years old, and still have the same mentality and mindset that they were given when they were a child.
Exactly.
Yeah, Steve, my fault to cut you off. I think the age and money is power, status ensures anything.
Yeah, so guys, the lines are open. But, yeah, this is what I'm saying, Ty. I'm saying that they don't understand how insecure and broken these women are. They are looking for structure. In their world of, they can try to play like they're hardcore. See, here's the problem with y'all guys. A lot of women act like they are what they want you to perceive them to be, but behind closed doors, they're broken. They're all broken. And again, it was funny because, like you say to me, again, guys, Jennifer Lopez, the music, the she said she has 40 movies and all this stuff. And the whole time she talking about how she's worried about how people judge her and she's insecure and, she's sad and she's this. And it's just, that's at 50. So when I'm saying you guys, think about these women. And this is not knocking women. This is just telling y'all the truth. These women are always going to be insecure. But if you're insecure, you're going to give them security over you.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame.
Then she ain't going to want to be around you for long.
Exactly.
If you even got around her.
Exactly.
You could hide it. See, you could hide it. You could wear your mask. You still got that picture where you have the three faces. The ABC, and it's
right here.
Makeup, the pocketbook.
I put it up right now. It is right here, sir. Wait, that's not it. Wait, no. Let me go.
Yeah, I was going to make a statement over that. Over
you
that picture.
Go ahead, make your statement.
Right. So you guys get stuck in the sea, the lies, the makeup, the self-worth, the insecurity. See, that's where you already probably are. And you might even be stuck on the sea yourself. You might feel more confident and quote-unquote strong living with, I have money, I have nice clothes, I know how to dress, I'm tall, I'm handsome. Or it could be the other way around. I'm ugly, I'm short, nobody likes me. I don't get 1,000 million likes on Instagram. I'm not famous. So the lies that you tell yourself before you even interact with that woman, and you interact with her at the level of C, your level of understanding of yourself, there's no way you can ever even get past the self-worth and insecurity she has to even get to her core. So a lot of guys, even when we talk about these things, the insecurity and, Jennifer Lopez being 50, there's going to be somebody that will try to perfectly rebuttal that and say, well, isn't that normal? For you. For you at your level of thinking, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to disrespect or condescend or disrespect you. It's just to say, can you go, Effie? Yeah, I was looking about to have it. We got calls on the line?
No. Oh, yeah, we waited. Oh, you good. Take your time.
At your level of thinking and understanding of yourself, if you have some sort of acceptance of what is normal and you justify and accept that in your program, when you interact with her, you're going to accept it as well. You can never override her program for herself. She cannot abide by your laws, your standards, your understanding of self, your perspective, and your leadership if there is none to begin with. And if it's weak, if it's not founded on something which can override her own system. But see, this is when you start to understand and then accept that, that's when, let's say, you might want to get coaching. You might want to go back to the drawing board and look at yourself. Look at the man in the mirror. Look at the woman in the mirror. And start to work on that core, that true self. Not the lies, not the insecurity, the sense of self-worth, but to rewrite your entire story and say who you are in your book, in your character. You're still running off of who you were told to be. You're still running off of who you think you are. You're still running off of who other people think you are.
And giving it all kinds of power. All right.
Giving it power. Living off of it.
Exactly. All right. Let's bring in 919. 919, what's your question, sir?
Yes. How can I get my crush to like me back?
Excuse me?
How can I get my crush to like me back?
Oh, I got a spicy question. Why do you think she doesn't like you?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, like, how can I get her to like me back?
Why do you think she doesn't like you?
Maybe because she likes somebody else.
Have you talked to her?
I didn't ask you about somebody else. I said, why do you think she doesn't like you?
Because I haven't talked to her yet.
Oh, my God. So you're
asking... Oh, my... You say you have never talked to her yet.
And you're asking about a chick that you haven't talked to yet.
And what's even worse, Steve, is that he's watching from the bushes. She likes somebody else. She's talking to somebody else. You got it, Steve. This is all you.
So, like, do I talk to her?
No, don't hang. Don't talk to her. You'll scare her. Just hang the phone up, buddy, okay? Just hang the phone up, okay?
But you're not gonna help me?
We are helping you. Hang the phone up. There's nothing you can do. You're weird.
What?
Okay, let me paint a picture. Let me paint a picture for you. You're asking us about a fucking woman you're not even talking to? You understand that?
How do I talk to her?
No. Well, how do you talk to her? Why don't you go fucking over there and talk to her?
Like, do I say, like, excuse me and stuff?
He had me when he said he never talked to her, because I'm like, bro, how do you know so much about her? Never, it's all, so this, everything you know. So did you investigate, did you ask other people about her?
Nah, I just like observe.
Observe. So you've been spying on her and stalking her?
Kind of.
Dude. All
right, let's make this more interesting. How long have you known her, or when was the first time you ever seen her or been in her space?
Well, we have the same class together, mm-hmm. but, like, she sits across the table. So I've known her for, like, 2 months.
So you just been staring at her for 2 months?
And she's at the same
table with you? I'm trying to remember.
Just across the table?
Across the classroom. But, like, I'm trying to find out, like, how, like, you know, what's the perfect, you know?
No, you can't
situation.
Do it. You can't do it, buddy. You can't do it.
But what? For real?
Well, listen to you.
You already just said, what's the perfect thing to do?
Yeah, listen.
How about it's what I did? I don't give a fuck if it's perfect or not.
Yeah, you're not built for this game, son. You just gotta.
But like,
you're not. What? What's up? Hold on. Wait, young man. Hold on one second. Hold on a second. Graw, if you don't shut your bitch ass up, I'm gonna kick you. Excuse my language, but Graw, I'm not giving him. Oh, hold on a second. Let me.
Steve, do we want to know what we was doing when we was 15?
Do you exactly? Do you know how much pussy we was getting? You know what we were doing at 15? We were fucking at 15. So what are you talking?
I mean,
about?
for the sake of you even saying.
Oh my.
What's it called? You didn't even talk to her. Y'all in the same classroom.
How can I do that? What y'all were doing at 15? Like, how do I do that?
Wait.
You're really 15? You 15?
Yes.
All right. So how about this? From you observing and spying, is there any other guys that she's talked to in that same classroom?
Wait a second. How did he know he was 15?
No.
That something's weird.
I was about to say, that was weird.
That was weird. How did that guy know?
I didn't
hold
know
on,
he was 15.
Hold on, dog. This is a Brokeback Mountain stuff. What's going on here, man? how did you know he was 15, dog?
Well, I called him earlier about meditation, and y'all asked me my age. I thought it was 15.
Wait. You...
Oh, that was you.
Are you serious? Wait. You called us about meditation, and you're... Dude, are you fucking serious?
Yo, that was you.
What's wrong? Why y'all laughing?
Oh, my God. You called us about meditation. Now you're telling us about a girl you've been stalking for 2 months that you haven't even talked to? And yet you want to talk about,
like,
meditation? How's that meditation?
It's different.
What?
It's different situations. Like, meditation is like for me.
Call us. Meditate right now. And then we would, and then we need 30 seconds to meditate. And then you, after meditating for 30 seconds, what do you, what answer did you come up with, which you should have done day one when you saw her and you knew what you wanted her?
But, like, I never connected meditating to girls. Like, I never put the two
together.
No,
do it right now. Do it right now. Meditate.
Go ahead.
Meditate for 30 seconds to girls. Go ahead. Do it real quick. Let's see what else you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So then, oh, we'll do it together.
Pussy.
I'm a stalker. Chloroform.
Spread her legs.
Open and grab her butt cheek.
Follow her home.
Get the duct tape.
I never did that, though. I never did all that. Like,
we just meditated together.
Carla, you on the steps of doing it.
No, I wasn't going to follow her home. Like, that's crazy.
But you said you was following her. You just told us you've been watching her
all right,
for 2 months.
It's crazy. All right, so it's crazy to follow her home. I think it's crazy to, like, observe her for 2 months and not say one word to her.
But it's like I'm observing her to see what she likes and stuff.
You're stalking. You're not. Wait. You said you're observing her. That's what y'all stalkers call it.
Yo, Steve, did you just hear that answer?
Yeah, he's observing her.
I'm observing her to see what she's like.
Yes, I'm observing her. Yeah.
But I didn't say it like that.
Today she turned her head to the right.
Dear diary, today she tied her shoe for longer than she normally does. She usually gets done at about 10 seconds. It took her 12 today, but that's all right. That's all right. Then, after tying her shoe, she pulled out the blue notebook like she usually does, and then she grabbed her red pen. She does love her red ink. Then, that bitch, Jonathan, next to her, is over there making her laugh and smile. It's like I saw him reach for his phone. Jonathan, in my way.
I don't have a diary, though.
Jonathan, where's there? She would be mine.
You know what? I'm gonna dig that whole diary, and I'm going to push him in that pit. He's going to get out of my way because she's mine. And as I look at my Barbie doll that I drew, have a picture of her, I'm going to tell my Barbie doll that I love you. We will be together. We will be together.
Yeah, home, crisscross applesauce with dolls and pictures and Jonathan's face crossed off.
With his eyes.
I knew I should have flipped him down the steps. Back in April.
When we were
and you lying, bro. What kind of class starts in April?
Yeah, we had band camp. I should have pushed him in over. I had the chance. He took what's mine, diary.
I don't even have a diary.
What
class starts in April? That's a good question. What class starts in April, Colin?
I never said nothing about April.
No, you said 2 months ago. You started talking, you first seen her 2 months ago.
Well, I was online in that transition.
That's April.
From online to in person. I was online the first semester.
Wait, you said that you were sitting there, you saw her.
Carla, hold on, Steve. You're not going to get this way because I've been in high school before. I've been in college. Listen, let's say you're right. Let's say whatever country or state you live in. And what area in 2022 right now did y'all go from online back to in person from April to June and the first semester? Like, you know what? Like, bro, what is the term for the semester?
It's like I started having a crush on her 2 months ago. She always been there, but like I started liking her 2 months ago.
So you've been around her longer than 2 months?
Since like January and stuff, since like the beginning of the school year. But like I didn't like her though, so like, you know.
See, January wasn't the beginning of the school year. School year started in August or September, didn't it?
I don't remember.
You remember.
You don't remember when your school year started?
I mean, like, I'm not the best student.
Well, maybe you should work more on your studies than these girls. Stop looking at girls, okay?
But like, she looks good though. I want to be a winner.
She looks good. I want to see. She looks good. How do you guys look? How do your future look right now?
Pretty ugly.
I mean, I want to play basketball.
Are you serious, bro?
You're putting your education over a woman?
I mean, like, when I say I'm not the best student, that doesn't mean, like, I'm failing. Like, I'm still passing.
That sounds like you're doing average work, sir.
I'm still passing.
I have a 3.5 GPA.
Okay, sir, look, we got other calls. Hey,
I just keep doing so many contradicting statements, bro.
Y'all never answered the question, though. Y'all just kept making fun of me. Like, y'all never even...
Are you capturing her and putting her in a trunk?
Carly, we just said we're going to meditate for 30 seconds to figure it so you can figure it out. But you didn't meditate with us. We meditated for 30 seconds. You didn't do it.
I was meditating, but, like, I need your help, though. Like, I need your help.
Well, why don't you just go talk to her?
But I'm saying, though, like, what do I say? Like, you know? Like, do I compliment her? Like, I know you guys are supposed to flirt without complimenting.
Don't copy our script. What do you want? What do you want to say to her?
What do you want to say?
Well, I think she's really thick. Like, I think she has, like, a nice shape.
Wait, you're going to tell her she's cute and she's got a nice shape? Huh, okay.
I mean,
the principal and your mom is in the principal's office and they're trying to figure out how long your suspension is going to be, you better not say that shit, man.
When the cops come to the door and they're pointing at you. Yo, 8 months of studying and observing her every breathing, living air, and the best thing you could say to her is, you have a nice shape.
Do I say something else?
What else? What?
I mean, you've been around her for like 9 months. It should be a lot that you could say.
Come on, man. Don't be talking about her body, man. Don't do that.
Well, I know she likes pearls.
Yeah, you better like.
Hey,
like,
I like turtles too.
I like turtles. Oh my mother!
Like turtles too.
Oh my mother!
Yo, hey.
Do I tell y'all like turtles too?
Look, big guy, listen.
Do I tell y'all like turtles too?
Wait, what?
He said, "AC, she likes turtles." Listen, I know you like turtles, so what I did was I took my time. I moved real slow like a turtle and waited 8 months to beg for you to give me your number. How about you say that to her?
But that's not going to work, though. Like, y'all
okay,
know
so for me to beg work. You to give you my your number. To give me your number.
But I need some serious riz, though. Like, that's not going to work for
why don't you tell her you move slower than the turtles that she likes to? I mean, 9 months to talk to a girl you've been around is crazy,
yeah,
bro.
But your problem is it's going to come off creepy, buddy. That's why we don't do it. Don't do it. You know, we got to grab the other calls, buddy, but don't do it, man. You're just not ready.
Well, how long until I'm ready? What do I do? Like, do I do, like, go to the gym and stuff? Do push-ups?
No, but listen, it's not about push-ups. It's about, listen, it's not about push-ups. It's not about turtles. We're just saying, young man, listen. What I want you to do is I want you to focus on your studies, okay? leave these women alone. He ain't ready for that, buddy.
All right, Carly, you go to the gym. You now can bench 185. You're 15. Let's just say the number for you. You can now bench 185 at you turn 16. You go to high school with the same girl for the next 2 to 3 years, right? 2 years or whatever. You now bench 185. You turn 16. What is different from you now to then that you now miraculously know? That you've been around her for 2 years.
She'll like my muscles. Now.
Bench 185. In fact, that's not even good. If you could bench 185 now, what would be the difference between you and the you that can't approach her?
Well,
with you going to the gym?
I have muscles.
So? You still
don't feel like anymore if I have like, if I have like muscles and stuff.
Yeah, but you're still weak
and creepy.
But like
muscle.
But I'm strong though. I'm bench 185.
Yeah, strong. Yeah, yeah. To grab her and put her in a trunk. Strong like that.
Dude, yeah, the hairline gonna be a little bit tighter.
The sleeper hold, dog. You'll put it in the sleeper hold, man. Leave them girls alone, dog. Hey, hey. Young man, eat your vegetables, eat your vegetables and say your prayers and study, okay? Get out this ain't.
Carla, Carla, let's say this. Every guy that has talked to her and bagged her, because you probably already noticed too, all her last boyfriends are future guys. Did they all have, were they all 6'5 and 220 pounds?
No, Johnny was like,
who the fuck is Johnny?
5'4", but she still liked him. She still liked Johnny, even though he was 5'4". All
right, dog. We're going to go ahead. All right, dog. We're going to go ahead and put you in, dog. We got other calls to go. Okay, let's go 919. What's your question? 919, what's up?
That's sad, Steve. I ain't even gonna lie. I feel bad for her damn near. Like, she got to have that guy watching the back of her neck every day. And then you know what, Steve? I'll even imagine this, too. He's over there in his chair at his desk, fake busy, staring at her. She turns around, catches him looking at her again for the 153rd time. And he tries to hurry up and look away so she doesn't catch him staring. Listen, if you calculate, and he wasn't going to get away with that with me because that didn't make sense. He said, I met her. I said, when is the first time you've been around her? He said, 2 months. I said, wait. So what class starts in April that you're just being around her?
Right. All right, 919, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. All
right, what's your question, brother?
I got two questions for y'all first, and then I'm going to go to my point. Did both of y'all grow up in, like, a mom and a dad was in your household?
What does that got to do with anything?
Because, all right. Well, can both of y'all answer the question or no?
Well, I'm asking what does it got to do, because that's a dumbass question to ask, dog. What does that got to do with the
first thing? He asked
if we grew up in a two-parent home, basically.
No, because I say that point to get to this point. So, like, say if, like, you're growing up with a single mom, some, like, I'm a believer that.
I grew up with a single mom.
I grew up with a single mom, too, so what are you trying to say? We still got pussy at our legs. What are you talking
about? Nigga, I get pussy too, but look, I'm just saying. The thing about it, some of these guys was called up.
Some of the guys are what?
All right. Some of the guys that's coming up, like, I'm saying, like, by growing up in a single household parent, like, they can't
when
deal with
like,
fear. They can't deal with fear.
When did you like guys? When did you like guys, sir?
What do you
like guys? You like guys?
Why you say that for?
Well, because I'm not the one talking about guys like you are. So why are you talking about a bunch of guys for? Why don't you stop worrying about other guys and worry about yourself?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, look. Pick up my point then. I was just trying to say some things so to narrow my point down. So how do I get over the fear of, like, my family projecting things onto me? Like, say, I graduated in May, like, and, like, my family, like, I got doctors in my family. Yeah, appreciate it. I got doctors in my family. I got lawyers in my family, et cetera, et cetera. How do I not let what they project on me to, like, be successful? How do I get over the fear of not becoming successful?
Why do you give a fuck about what your parents think?
Oh, my God, bro. There's no way people with this much privilege think like this.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Why do you?
How did you turn having doctors and lawyers in your family into a problem?
it's not a problem.
And, Chad, hold on. So I'm going to make a point here. Y'all see what we said earlier about your mind when it's used to making excuses and looking for a way out? It will always do that. Because guess what? It could be somebody in your situation that said, well, let me find a way to get an internship at one of my uncle's hospitals. Let me find a way to get a paid internship at the lawyer's office down here. Even if I don't want to be a lawyer or a doctor, what can I soak up in this environment to learn about the work ethic of the people who have achieved these things in their lives? What can I soak up from these successful people who can I, where can I find a mentor in this environment? What can I do to better enhance my chances of success with all of these privileged tools around me? And you're turning this into the dynamic of, I have lawyers and doctors in my family, and how do I not let that get to me?
You want
to
be a garbage man?
No,
you want to be a garbage man?
I'm not turning it into a dynamic. I'm just saying, I'm saying by them pushing me down the route that I don't want to go. Yes, I'm about to get my degree, but that's not the route that I want to go down. I want to do something totally different from that.
Okay.
And
how old
are you? Be successful then.
How old are you?
You said what, buddy? I'm
how
21.
Old all right, look,
21
years
old.
Listen to me.
So you graduated college?
No, I'm graduating next May in college.
But, okay, you're saying you're doing something because your parents want you to do it?
Yeah, as like a plan B. And how do I, like, by me going down my
life. Let me tell you this.
I'm
going to tell you this. We're the same exact age and same exact position. Do you know why my parents or no one could project their plans of me on me?
Why is that?
Because nobody else can care about my success or the outcome of my life more than me. So why would I let them take the wheel for my life?
Why would you let them? Yeah. Why would you let them control your life like that, caller?
Who's gonna have to, caller? Who's gonna have to live with your life? You or them?
Me, 100%.
So why would you allow them to dictate what's leading you to an outcome?
You're a grown fucking man.
It's not.
Well, you can go. I called my mom on the phone, and she'll tell you back when I was in 7th and 8th grade. I'm talking about 12, 11, 13 years old in that range. If I wanted some money, I went out and found a way to get it.
Yep.
Back then, I'm like, yo, I applied to this high school. I did this. I did that. I put this thing. At that age, my dad would be the same answer when I started, you know, getting close to my dad, living with my dad at that certain age, as I turned like 16. Same thing. I'm the most self-sufficient, I got it child ever. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I fuck up like anybody else could. But I know damn for sure, I'm going to fuck up on my own time. I'm going to fuck up on me. I'm going to make my own mistake. I'm not following nobody else. Like, call it. Listen, bro. Is we the same age in the same position, and you're allowing someone else to dictate where your life is going? You're gonna be the person who's had to live with it. Now, you could have accepted that at an early age, like I did, and now I realized, like, oh shit, I gotta buckle down and make shit happen. Or you could realize it too late when you're depressed and you hate your life. Is that the deal?
Right, but okay, here's the thing. Who's paying for your rent right now?
Me.
Or do you have your own job?
No, not currently.
If you ain't got a job, then who the fuck is paying your rent? Your parents are paying your rent, aren't you?
No. They give us FAFSA to pay for rent. Yeah.
A spousal? What?
But look, they give us FAFSA to pay for rent, like a refund check. But I'm not trying to make it like too personal. I'm just saying.
I gotta make it personal because you want some weak shit. Listen, Dweller, listen. I'm asking a question. Who is financing? If you're not working, who's financing your lifestyle?
He's saying his what's it called?
His
financial aid.
It's a financial aid to take care of you, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so bro, you don't have a job.
Oh my god, how the fuck don't you have a job? And I understand you have financial aid, but why are you so fucking lazy?
No, because that's the point I'm about making. So you don't have a job. You allow. Listen, hold on. Show me where you have worked. You don't have a job. You have allowed your parents and them to lay out your life for you. And your school is paying for itself. Your financial aid is paying for you to be at school. Where are you working? And don't say in school, because all you have to do is follow directions again and do what you're told.
Yeah,
so
no
where
like,
are you
in
any example in your life?
I'll do something on the side like DoorDash or something. But my main point is like me trying to take a route that's not traditional. Yeah.
Call
something little like that on the side.
What are your parents doing to you that's so bad? What do they want you to be?
It's it's nothing bad. They just have that standard set in the family that where
you
have to get
4 years. What are the standards then, man? I can't read your fucking mind. What are the standards? What are they saying to you that you got to do?
Directly to you, not well, here's how it feels being in my family. Directly to you, specifically you.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Graduate, even though you don't want to work for nobody else. You don't want to get a job for nobody else. Just get the piece of paper and look at it.
That's
because
all they say?
I want to take more. Well, no, it's not that, because me, I want to take my own route. I don't want to work for nobody.
Oh, hold on. No, Steve, catch this. He said graduate, even though you don't want to work for anybody, even though you want to work for yourself, just get the piece of paper
mm-hmm.
and look at it.
Yeah,
you,
for sure.
21, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you really want that, like you say you do, how are you creating that result?
I do Twitch and YouTube. I got like over the past year, I accumulated like 4,000 on Twitch.
Listen, shut the fuck up, please, and listen. Listen.
Have my own, yeah.
Listen, Cupcake, here's your problem. You are not setting yourself apart or aside to separate yourself from your parents. So just hang up the phone, loser, because you're not doing anything for yourself. So your parents have their thumb on your weak little ass because you think door dashing is a fucking job. What a shame. You have failed. Matter of fact, on Sunday, go to your dad and hit him in the throat for letting you down, because you're not a man. Your father let you down. What a fucking waste. You want to sit here and DoorDash?
Listen.
It ain't listen. We already listened and heard your sob ass story. We got other callers that might need help. You don't listen. Let me tell you something. You listen. You're smart.
That was the point.
No, you. Oh, wait. You just said you had both your parents, motherfucker. Now you ain't got a dad?
I asked y'all that question. Did y'all both come grow up with two parents in the house?
What do you have? What do you have?
I have a single mom. That's it.
And your single mother's got a thumb on you? Well, then, hey, look, man. Keep your umbilical cord attached to her then. Because you're pretty sad. You're 21 years old. And you got to listen to mommy. Mommy. I'm sorry, mommy. Or like Norman Bates, mother. Mother, don't be upset at me, mother. Norman.
Yeah, okay. So I have to do something that set that standard.
Don't do it. I'm sorry. Listen.
No, listen. Not in spite of your mother. You're not trying to spite her. It's not about, see, with all due respect, it's not about her. It's about you and your future and the life you're creating for yourself. She's just going to have
for
to
sure.
get with the program when the shit starts getting hot.
Why is he blaming his mom?
But you can't, right, exactly. Listen, but you cannot blame the family, the mother. They want me to be this, but I want to do that. So fucking do it.
Yeah, facts. Facts, though, bro.
I mean, I thought you said they, but now it's a her. So your mother's telling you
everyone, bro.
Who is everyone?
Because I didn't have a father figure. It's the aunt and uncle.
I didn't ask you. Did you have a father figure? Cupcake. Who is everyone?
It's the aunts and uncles, the cousins who already graduated,
See, this is what's wrong with you soft motherfuckers, man. I wish my family would do some
shit
like that.
Chill, chill calling me names. I'm not the bitch on this shit. Chill with that. Let's just, you feel me? Get the advice right.
No, what you mean chill on what? All y'all a bunch of bitches. Your family a bitch and they raised you as a being a bitch. Y'all just a family of bitches.
How?
What are you talking about?
How?
What do you mean, how? I'm not the one calling about Uncle Johnny and Aunt Linda and Ralphie, they all want me to do what they want me to do, you dumb motherfucker. They're losers. You're a loser. They're losers, and you're a loser.
I'm not going to disrespect you on your platform. I just look for advice.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you. Let me lie to you. You're a winner.
Well, not
and your families are winners. And you know what? they're all winners. Is that what the fuck you want me to tell you?
Your
family is a loser. They raised a loser. And now you're going to grow up as a loser. You're 21 years old crying about Uncle Johnny and Aunt May. Motherfucker, go get a web slinger, put on an outfit, and start swinging through goddamn Gotham. Wrong. Why are you so soft, man?
I just got to separate myself from your
loser families. Thanks for making me a loser. DoorDash ass motherfucker. Yeah, get your DoorDash ass off this phone. All right, Erico 330, how can we help you?
Here's the sad thing, though.
Hello?
Those who have that, you know, I'm going to work for me. I don't want to work for anybody else. I'm not going to get a degree. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Okay, fine. But don't do this because you think it's easy. Don't do this because you just want a bunch of money, status, clout, fame. The first thing you say, I have a YouTube, you know, I have a Twitch, I have this and that. I don't want to work for nobody else. I want to work for myself. I just want to grind content like, you know, some of the people I look up to. Brother, listen. You're being led by your desires. You're being led by your leisure, your materialistic gain. And perfect example of that is you're allowing your leisure and comfort to keep you in the situation you're in now. Well, they want me to do this. I'm doing it anyway, but I really don't want to do it. So do what the fuck you want. Jump off the porch then. Take the risk. Jump. Go ahead. Go. Who's stopping you?
This is the problem.
And how are you? And listen, it's all my fault, Steve.
No,
just to close it up on my side. You have 24 hours in a day. Your room is being paid for by your school. It should be summer. I don't know if you have summer classes. Let's say you do or don't. You have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, and 30 days a month to make shit happen. What are you waiting for? You waiting for them to let you do what you want? You already have your time in the day. You already are free. You already can do what you want. You're stopping yourself. You're following them. And then the sad part is, it's not, Chad, I used to work I should go try to find my transcripts. Even when I was coming from school, even when I had them gaps of times of school, I was uploading while at school. And even when I went, let's say we took off from break and I went back to my seasonal job, I was putting in 40 hours a week, 40 plus hours a week, four-time shifts. And when I was there, I was listening. I had an AirPod in my hair, and I used to block the AirPod with my hair so I could listen to people who were talking about successful YouTube channels, how to run them, how to brand, how to market them, soaking up knowledge while working. So then as soon as I got off work, I'm on a bus ride home. I'm writing down video topics, video ideas. I got paragraphs and paragraphs of notes that I've been taking, shit that I've been learning and observing, shit that I'm maximizing my time, even while working and being in school and doing this. My boy, you at work, no job, a family full of successful people, and you ain't soaking up and taking advantage of your environment? I don't get it. How did you turn having lawyers and doctors and successful people who set the bar high, who set the bar high, and then use that against yourself? If anything, you should have said, you know what, I'm going to outdo them. I'm going to do this. Here's how I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to put this together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And make it happen. Because even I'm going back to school to finish. I'm in school to finish right now. On my dime, on my choice, with my organized plan. Not because nobody wants me to, but because I organize it and set it up a certain way for it to work for me. It's my time. It's my life. Why? That shit just low-key pissed me off, Steve. I know too many niggas that no mom, no successful family members, no role models, no examples, nobody to push them to be more, no coach in their life, nothing. From the ground up. And work harder than that.
I know. It's sad. It's sad. But this is the climate we have with these sorry motherfuckers. 330, you're up. 904-818.
That shit crazy, man.
330, what's your question, brother? What's up, man?
All right, hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So I've pretty much been paying attention to the show. Ty, I'm kind of learning and watching your videos and stuff like that, turning to a fan. But my question is there like some book that you would recommend to someone?
Yeah, I got a book you would recommend. I got the perfect book. It's the best book in the world. You want to know what it is?
I want to know because I feel like you about to you about to make the fuck out of here or something. I don't know.
No. The book on you.
All right. Let me catch this. That's going to connect to Steve's answers, but it's going to be different. What are you looking for from this book that you're about to read?
Yes.
No, I'm saying if you want to read a book, what are you looking for from this book that you want to read?
Just something to, how can I explain it? To diminish my time pretty well. Plan out stuff I want to do. Like, I want to get back in the gym. I've been slacking off for months. And
What book is going to make you get in the gym?
Not sure. I don't think the book is, but it's just.
And why are you asking the question?
Listen, this is why Steve has to tell you to go to the book of you, because now you're looking and out and going externally, outreaching for an answer that is not going to be solved by that book.
Right.
Right what?
I mean, he's right. I mean, the book ain't going to give me the answer I'm looking for.
So why are you looking for a book then?
I thought that would be the next best thing for me to do, look for a book.
Yeah, if a loser has a thought, is it going to be a winner thought or a loser thought?
It would be a loser thought.
Okay, now you see where you're at right now, right?
No, screw that. I'm about to be a winner. Fuck all that.
You're not. That's just you huffing and puffing right now. You ain't gonna do that shit. You ain't gonna do that shit, dog. I'm not even being a dick about that shit. You ain't gonna do that shit, dog. You huffing and puffing, dog. You lying to yourself.
So what would you tell me then?
I just told you. You had the book on you. You already have, well, I already told you what you should do. You ain't listening to me.
You looked at Steve's answer like it was bullshit.
It was so simple. It's so simple. It's just over your head complicated. Still don't get it, do you?
No. I ain't gonna lie. No.
All right, I'll take you out the world and get CPR. Okay. Listen, bro. You said you're looking for that book because you've been not going to the gym. You've been slacking on the gym. Let's say there's other areas of your life where you've been bullshitting that you know you were bullshitting on. So if you're looking for an answer and the problem is coming from you, why do you think you're going to get the answer from somewhere else when the problem came from you? Where do you think you would find the problem? Where do you think you would find the answer?
I'll find the answer for myself.
So you have to read your what?
I got to read myself.
Okay.
I mean,
if Jack
am I wrong? Right?
Come on, man. Read yourself. You have not. How can you read yourself when you don't even have a book on yourself, brother?
Bam. You don't even have a book on yourself yet.
No.
But you can read yourself,
exactly.
Though.
What are you going to read?
I just,
there's nothing there.
You just read the air and shit.
I'm just lost. I'm low-key just lost. I don't know what to do.
Write your book.
Write your book, Cupcake.
Write your Bible. Worship that shit.
It's crazy how they just don't want to do that shit, Doc. Nobody wants to write their book on themselves. All right, 330, are you good? Because we got other calls. Are you good, sir?
Is it clicking?
Yeah,
is it clicking now?
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate y'all's time and appreciate the advice. So.
All right, buddy, we'll throw you back.
Right. Listen, hold on, Carla. When you write your own book and you have your own laws, rather than you just say, okay, let me go to read 48 Laws of Power, let me read my law. What does my law say on that? Why do you do or not do that? What is my principle? What is my standard? I even if you didn't physically write it down, do you know what you stand on and why you do or don't do certain things that dictate your behavior or your thinking or how you move as a man? See, when we say, so listen, so when Steve, you guys say, oh, what book recommendations? And he says, well, read your own book. We don't even have a book. So that the whole statement itself didn't even make sense to you to begin with. Looking for an answer to a problem that started with you.
Yep. Ty's got his book. I got my book. Shame y'all don't have yours. All right, 330, we'll grab Nick. 904, you're up. Then 818-714-469, then 347. 904, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, hey, guys. Hey, Mr. Steve, and hey, Taekwondo. Look to the moon. I just wanted to ask, how do I gain more self-confidence? Because I feel like everything I do, I'm nervous. Or I'm
caller,
anxious,
wait,
you know,
before, you, before we even say that, what did we just tell the last caller?
Read his own book.
So then why are you asking this question?
Because I feel like that.
Would you feel, okay, wait, caller, I'm going to ask you again.
Yeah.
If we just explained the answer, why are you asking the question?
Because I didn't know that answer related
wait,
to my
wait. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
Okay, well then I'm going to hang up on you because.
Yo, what? Did he just say he's two?
No, he said he was 10 years old because 18. He's a fucking 18. Loser. Nope, you said 10. Goodbye. Hung up on you. Anyway, Erico 818, what's your question, sir?
Why are they making themselves funny? Like why are you making yourself the butt of the joke here?
I know I'm be trying to help them, but they want to think everything's funny. 818, what's your question, sir?
Hi, can you hear me?
Sir, what is your question?
All right, what's good? So I need some game right now. I just left a date with this girl and. I don't think I didn't have my game wasn't on or whatever.
Caller, guess what?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Tug up on your ass. Erico 714, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Ty. It's me out here in Palm Springs. I was in Columbia. I just got back. Hey, you know what, Steve? I want you and Ty to address something as far as what do you guys think of the lack of structure and discipline in a lot of these guys' lives. Can you address how important structure and discipline is, Steve and Ty?
We don't give a fuck.
You don't think they should have structure and discipline in their lives?
That's none of our business unless they make it our business by hiring us, sir.
But I'm just saying in general terms, I find structure and discipline will help these surface dwellers.
It's none of their business until they hire us to make it our business. Do you want us to help everyone? Yeah.
All right. But I wanted to say the set looks great. And also, get the likes up, guys. Get the likes up, please. Everybody, we got 355 in the chat room. We got to have at least 355 likes, okay? All right, Steve and Ty, can you toss me back in, Steve?
Ty, oh, I was about to. Okay, Eric Code 469, what's your question?
Okay,
what's up?
I'm going to show you that.
All right, we'll push you back to 469 until you answer your phone. 347, what's your question?
How do you fuck a small bitch?
How do you what?
How do you fuck a small bitch?
How do you do what? how do you what?
Wait, no. I'm so tired.
Wait,
like,
how do you eat baby food? How do you put on panties? Wait, how do you walk wearing tampons? How do you what?
Bro.
How do you what? Wait. What do you mean? How is your menstrual cycles work? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Next caller. Area code 919. What's your question, sir? What's up?
You can hear me.
What's your question, sir?
Hello. Oh. What does a girl mean when she say you hard to read?
Sorry, speak up. What a girl means is what?
What does it mean when a girl says you're hard to read?
What does a girl mean when you're hard to read?
Yeah.
Why is she asking you hard to read? Because you ain't saying shit. You're hard to read because you think you're trying to be Billy Badass and think that you about the game. You just saying two or three word answers, and she's
he's
like,
got his he's got his hat pulled down in the corner of the bar.
Yeah, and he's flipping a coin and shit, and thinking he all cool. And shit. Dude, come on, man, get out your cake ass feelings, man. You on some women shit? Why is she saying you hard to read?
Listen, on. If you really think about it, you're probably proud of her saying that. No. But you know what she could be saying? I love when you read me. I love to hear you talk. I love the depths that you go into when you talk about things and the substance you bring to our conversation. I love it when you blah, blah, blah. I love it. You understand that? That's a far deeper and more intimate, connected compliment than you're hard to read and you're so mysterious.
But wait a second.
When guys don't have substance, no, go ahead, Steve.
No, wait. 919. You're right. You are hard to read. So call her right now and tell her, why don't you come over and read me? Call her right now and tell her, come over and read me. I'm hard to read. Don't even wear your glasses. Come over and read me right now. Call her right now.
Pop your shit.
You got 2 seconds to answer. I'm going to hang up on you. You going to nut the fuck up, Mr. Hard to Read? Are you going to call her Mr. Hard to Read? Because you know you ain't shit.
Call that exact girl that said that to you.
See, guys, he's trying to act all hard. I'm calling his punk ass out. And you scared to call her and tell her that shit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see that shit? So hang up the phone. There you go, Hard to Read.
He really said yeah.
He said yeah. See that, guys? See that guy?
You could have at least tried to lie like the other guys.
Yeah.
I don't have her number.
See, we always got an answer to everything. He said he was hard to read. He was scared to call her, come read me. So that means all he's been doing was playing like he was a man or pretending like he was doing something. She said you're hard to read, and he's too chicken shit to ask her to come over. Area code 469, what's your question? What's up, 469? Hopefully you load down your radio, whatever it is. Oh, my God. All right, let's get that. I don't know what that is. 919, what's your question, sir?
How do I become a better basketball player?
What the fuck?
You can be a better basketball player by keep being a loser. Okay?
Keep being
a loser. That means you're a loser.
What does that mean?
Okay. Is your father around?
Yes.
Okay. So Sunday, I want you to walk up to him and hit him in his throat. Tell him he let you down. He failed you. Okay?
Because I want to be a better basketball player?
Well, why don't you go ask your fucking father, you dumb motherfucker? Why would you ask us?
Because y'all are like real men and stuff.
Go to your dada and say, Papa, how do I be basketball player? Get off the phone, you dumb motherfucker. Okay, area code 904. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo. I said I was 18. But however, I was asking
motherfucker,
you,
we asked you what
really
you were. You said 10. And we,
I had a 10. I had 10 or 2. I heard something like that.
You said a smart-ass comment.
You might have misunderstood me.
I don't misunderstand this thing because I listen.
All right. I said I was 18, all right? But however, it's not as I talk to somebody or I can't even like address myself or even.
Are you talking to a woman right now?
Yeah, right now?
All right, call her right now and tell her to come over. Call her right now and tell her to come over.
No, wait, stop.
I'm going to pause you real quick because before I don't want to hang up with you. I'll pause you because you think about this. This is what I'm saying. Don't call us and ask us about a woman if you don't have the balls to ask her to come over. Do not ask us about a woman if you don't have the balls to tell her to come over. What's the purpose of even?
He'll feel better if you tell him what to say.
Right, exactly. So come on, 904.
He wants the script. Hand him the ball.
Right. You better ask us about something else, 904, other than a woman. If you ain't gonna ask her to come over, what do you want? Know what?
I'm not asking you about a woman. I have a girlfriend of 2 years. But
so what do you want?
I'm asking you, how do I gain self-confidence even with my girl? Even
right,
with my girl, like...
Yo, believe
I'm
that.
I'm going to be honest.
Call
what
her.
You say?
Dweller. caller. Listen to me.
I swear to God. I put this on
no,
my
wait, I swear to your God all you want. Listen, caller. Listen.
Yeah, talk to me.
You were just the next caller after we told the last caller the answer. You heard the answer. You asked a fucking question when you heard the answer. So why are you asking the question when you already heard the answer, sir?
You said to write my book, to know myself.
There's your answer. So why are you asking
stuck,
the question?
Because I'm
sorry?
Stuck.
Well, that's what losers do. Then, hey, get a job, hire one of us, and we'll guide you.
Okay. I thought the call was for this, though. I thought the call was for to help,
okay.
Right?
Go eat some excuse fairy crunch and say your prayers. What do you want us to tell you?
I want you to tell me is that, okay, are you confident with yourself, Steve? In time.
No, of course we're not confident with ourselves. You are. Teach us. What kind of fucking dumbass question is that, Dweller?
But I'm trying
are
to
you
say,
serious?
Like, how did you get
what are you
to
trying to
level?
Say, like, what? How did we get to that
how
level? Because we
level?
Ain't you.
Because
we have our own book. Because we have our books. We have our book. See, I'm telling you a book. We have books. Still went over your head, didn't it, Dweller?
No, sir, it did not.
So then what is your question? That's going to end in getting your own book. Come on, what is your question?
You think? Never mind. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Color.
Yeah.
Are you from my community or Steve's community?
Hopefully your community. He came from my community.
I'm from your community.
Okay.
Fuck out of here. Carly, are you on a Patreon or no?
No, I'm not on the Patreon. I just watch the Twitch and YouTube.
See, what a shame.
All right, never mind, because I was going to make the point. See, Patreon, I tell you, listen, we got some shit. We got shit in there called a blueprint. We even go to, you know, the value system. The value system you have set for your self-worth.
Yeah.
Where your assertiveness comes from.
But
books and pages of shit written and spoken on
gold,
the Patreon.
Pure gold.
Levels beyond of what you can. I mean, I'm not gonna say that YouTube content is bullshit. It's just the Patreon is much deeper, and this is not even promo. But I was gonna make the point: if you had the Patreon, you would understand what I'm talking about, or what Steve's talking about when you say we write books on our confidence. And when you think of confidence, or assertiveness, or aggressiveness, we have a whole different meanings and values and definitions beyond these words. And if you're on a Patreon, you would know what I'm talking about.
But that's the sad thing, Ty. He's not. You're not even going on the Patreon. How long you been?
You ain't paying the fee.
How long have you been listening to Ty for, sir?
Probably since like June of last year.
My God. Oh my. See, this is why I'm Ty. This is why they piss me off. It's like you don't want to be a man, dude. If Ty,
I do want to be a man. I really do.
Oh, wait, no. Hey, I want to be a pirate. I want to be a pirate. I can say that all damn day.
Hey, don't.
You have been listening to this young man's breakdown game. You want to learn game, but you're too lazy, chicken shit ass. Won't get on his Patreon to soak it up. You wouldn't be asking this fucking question.
Or one-on-one coaching, man.
Right, or get coaching. You wouldn't even be asking this question if you would have got out of your panties and got some coaching or got on his Patreon.
I appreciate the knowledge, but I just wanted to ask my question, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, dude. Jesus Christ. Hey, you know what? Hold on, 904. I'm going to congratulate yourself. This is how all you guys listening to this motherfucker, this is you right here. He's you. This goof-ass motherfucker that y'all listen to right here is all most of you motherfuckers in this room. He's just sitting here bird watching, and then he's got the fucking nerve to ask two men, do we have confidence, number one. And then the second thing you're asking is, how do I get confidence? And we're telling your dumb fucking ass to go on Ty's thing, and yet you're like, well, I just want to get my question answered. I just want to get my question answered.
No, it's not. I didn't put it like that. I was saying I appreciate the knowledge. I was just asking the question.
You don't have the knowledge. Why do you appreciate something you don't have? How can you appreciate something you don't have? What?
the knowledge that you guys just gave out to me just now, just been trying to say.
Sure. Ty's been giving you knowledge for a year, and you still are not on his Patreon or being coached by him. So you ain't listening to anything he's saying because you wouldn't be asking this asinine question that you asked earlier before I hung up on your dumb ass. Would you? If you was on his Patreon,
no,
you think
no,
you'd be asking that question? You think you'd be
no,
asking that question if he's on his Patreon?
No, sir. Most likely
then
not.
If you know that, then what do you think you need to do, numbnuts?
Go on to Patreon and read my book. That's what I need
you
to do.
You think?
Listen. Utilize
no.
your one coaching that you have now. If you don't think you know what you're about to pay for is worth it, utilize it properly now.
What did you say? Can you repeat that? I didn't hear what you said. Can you repeat yourself?
Sorry, we're breaking up. We're breaking up.
That means he's about to eat. That means it's time to hang up when you call her.
Bro, why can't you just repeat yourself, man? Like, come on. I
can't
hear what you said.
Why can't what?
I didn't hear what he said. He broke up a little bit. It was kind of went in and out. I was just asking what he said.
Oh, my God, dude.
I said, hey, if you didn't know what you're about to pay for is worth it, then utilize the coaching that you have right now. You have both of us at the same time. For a free call that's been going on for probably over 10 minutes.
Yeah. I agree.
Take advantage. What you waiting for?
One more time?
Don't let me walk past Jay-Z. Don't let me walk past Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or motherfucking Steve Jobs when he's alive. Or fucking who are, I can name so many different people. Don't let me walk past Malcolm X or be on a call with somebody I respect.
Yeah, you just asked a million questions today. Like, man, get this motherfucker out of the car. He asked me too many questions. He talked too much. And caller, look, dog. Remember, what's law zero of the game? It ain't for everybody, dog. And you want to know why, caller? I'm saying this because you've had an opportunity for over a year to do something, and you haven't done anything, dude. So don't you see? You don't really want this shit.
I do want to. I feel like just
wait. If you wanted it, what would your behavior be? What would it do? Tell me.
Or how about this? How have you applied what you have learned? How have you applied what you have learned?
Ain't learned shit.
Or
observed. I applied it to my relationship, but I just feel like I'm stuck and I can't.
In what ways? I didn't ask you if you did. I said, in what ways or how did you?
How did I? I mean, I feel like I've been more seductive. I don't feel like it, but I know I've been more seductive.
What is more seductive? Tell us, what does that mean? What is more seductive? What does that mean?
Like, not just as you guys were saying, not just...
No, I didn't mean that. What are you saying?
What does it mean to you? What is more seductive?
What
is
more seductive mean?
To be able to conversate with a woman, to lead her without just talking about sex.
Lead her where?
That's what Ben said. All
right, give us a lead
her. With her you've been with for 2 years. So, you know, you've found my concept for almost 1 year. That means you had been with her for already 1 year in total. And you become more seductive between then to now. And how has that changed? What are you talking about?
I want to see how seductive he is. I want him to call his girl and let's hear you be seductive.
I swear to God, I was about to say that. Call her right now.
Wake her ass up.
Right now.
If she your girl, she would have to be with her. Yeah, so let's see how seductive you are.
Stevie came in the kitchen one day, smacked the ass. She's like, oh, my God, who are you today?
I give him 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2.
Hello? Yeah, she can. I just called. I'm sure.
No, we're about to hang up. Wait. No, this is what you're going to do. You'll call her back, and let's hear you leave a seductive voice message. So you can't get away
from it. Leave her something to look forward to waking up to.
Leave her something to look forward to. Go ahead. Call her.
I got you. All right, I got you. I'm about to call again.
Listen, you better hurry up.
Yeah. I'm calling right now, man. I got you.
You don't have us yet. Keep going. We're almost done. We got two more callers.
No, it's good. I still got time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ping system. 9-1-2-2-7. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, I just want to let you know that when you wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to be right there looking at you, Debbie. Touching you on your thighs, on your left thigh, on the inner thigh, just how you like it. Kissing you on your neck, making you want me even more. Slightly ripping on that, you know what? You about to get it, you know what?
You're gonna get you know what.
Yes. In my hands are gonna touch your thighs. Your creamy thighs. Your creamy old thighs. Yes. Yeah. But I'm gonna gracious.
Oh my god.
And put mayonnaise all over them. Alright, let's get the next caller. 919, we got you. No. 919, what's your question? No, what the fuck you saying? 919, what's your question, man?
How can I become more attractive?
Didn't you just call us to ask about basketball?
Yeah, but you didn't like the question, so I'm asking a different one.
Okay, just hang the phone up on us.
I'm trying to get some help.
Well, hang up. Hey, listen, I am helping you. Hang up. Hang up on me before I hang up on you. Come on.
What did I do?
What did you do? You called. Go ask your dad. You got a father. Go ask your daddy.
How can I become more attractive?
Yeah, ask your father.
So, but like, I don't think like he's like y'all. Like y'all.
Well,
like
no, he ain't like. Try. I mean, go ahead and try, man. All right, but we gotta grab these other calls, young man. Good luck.
But
with
I need
man.
Y'all.
973, then 205. 973, what's your question?
Yo, can I hear me?
What's up, buddy?
Hello?
Yes, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, real quick, Steve. Yo, that puzzle thing you were talking about, is that a discipline thing?
No, it's not.
What the hell is that about? Can you talk about that?
Discipline?
It's not for you, buddy. Don't worry about it. It's not for you. It's not for you, man.
That's the defense. Stay on the 4 feet side.
Just stay on the kiddie pool side, dog. This ain't for you, bro. All
right. So my next question, when it came to building ourselves up, did y'all ever have to sacrifice y'all sleep for it?
Wait, sacrifice who?
Sleep.
Yeah. Did you ever have to sacrifice your sleep for it when it came to building yourselves up?
Why are you asking that
business?
Why are you asking that question?
I told my counselor that shit. She looked at me like I was like I was dumb. Like that
well,
I shouldn't be doing it.
Wait. I think you asked your counselor the wrong question. Why don't you ask your counselor to come back to your place?
Nah, she's too old. She's too old.
Does she have a daughter?
I don't know, bro.
You didn't well, need to ask. Why don't you ask? Get something out of it.
I mean, I guess, but I'm not really asking about that. I'm asking about, I'm creating a business for me.
You're not creating a business. What business are you creating?
I'm creating a clothing line. I'm trying to create my website.
About what? What is it about?
What do you mean, what is it about?
Okay.
And, as a man, why would you need us to get in between that?
I'm just asking for y'all advice on it because I see y'all successful and shit, so I just wanted to know.
Well, let's say this. You asked in getting what you want, do you ever sacrifice sleep? By any means necessary, I'll get what I want. I don't give a fuck if it's sleep, Jeep, peep, or bleep. You get that?
But caller,
that's the boom behind your plan.
But he doesn't have a plan, though, Ty. You don't even know what the fuck he's doing. What's your business about, kid?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I do know what I want. I definitely want to
be able to close my eyes. What is your business about?
My business is about revitalizing anybody's lifestyle by just creating the clothes that they want.
Revitalizing the lifestyle by creating the clothes they want? Well, you're a fashion designer?
Nah, not necessarily. If I wanted to get fashion designers on the line, then yeah.
What are you, okay, what is your business?
My business is creating a clothing line. I just told you that.
Okay,
you want me
so
to
what,
dive deep into it? Well,
I'm asking you, what you are creating clothing line. So what makes your clothing line so special?
My clothing line, I can't tell my secrets. That's fair. I don't want anybody taking my shit. Everybody's going to hear my shit.
I didn't ask what the secret of the Krabby Patty sauce was. I was asking you what makes your clothing line so special.
The fact I'm going to be doing it differently.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So you and the other 500 billion people, right?
I mean, that's your opinion. I'm not really concerned about your opinion. I just want to know.
But then you still ask about what
you're saying. Isn't everybody trying to be different?
I thought he asked
both of y'all
opinion.
Was talking. Like,
huh?
Both of y'all was talking. I couldn't hear y'all. What was that?
Sir, didn't you ask for our opinion?
Yes, sir.
So then how can you say you don't give a fuck about our opinion?
Well, you're talking about some shit that's completely swaying off my question. You want me to dive deep into your business. You want me to tell you all the secrets, and that's not relevant. I just want to know if you...
Okay, well, it's a T-shirt, brother. It's a T-shirt. That's all it is, a T-shirt.
Right.
So go ahead. Make a T-shirt business. That's okay. My son in high school, he just graduated college. He was making T-shirts in high school, so yeah, go make T-shirts.
Oh, okay. So what? Better than me now?
But you ain't even got a business. But you ain't even got a business. What are you talking about? You're the one that ain't got no fucking business, loser.
I just told you I was creating a business.
Man, you're talking about it. You ain't doing no creative shit. You ain't creating shit.
How would you know this, Steve?
Because I can hear in your voice that you ain't creating shit. Say, Ty, you have to go to sleep? Ty, do you have to get sleep? What do you think that sounds like? A motherfucker that ain't creating no business. Because you would have been answering that question yourself if you had a business.
Brother, I was just asking for advice. Why are you talking about green people?
But I'm giving you advice.
I got mad respect for you, Steve, and you over here talking to me like I'm a fucking loser. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, let me explain something to the outside world. If you can't go away, okay, caller, let me tell you why you have actually failed. Because when the world comes at you like the fucking way I just came at you, you buckle like a bitch. You didn't even stand on shit. So that's your first lesson of why you shouldn't have a business. Because
you're about to get emotional, reactional.
Yep.
Now, Carla, I don't know if you've been seeing me or Steve for a long time, but if I asked the chat, if I said, what's the lowest level you can lose at? What's the lowest level to be a puppet? I'll wait for my chat to respond for like 5 seconds, and I'm going to just say the answer. If someone can dictate your emotions, control you emotionally, if I can press a button and outside of that machine comes Doritos, I own you.
Yep. And call it.
Something I say or do triggers you emotionally, I own you.
Yep.
I'm your master now.
Exactly, Carl.
Because you allow another person, my fault, did you get cut? You allow any external thing to control you internally, which will then control you externally, you're already lost because I'm in here. I'm in your head, rent free, doing what I want. You're a puppet to me.
But here's the thing about this.
Successful business and day in and day out. Do you know what will happen if you get to the higher levels of business? Good artists copy great artists still. People within your company are going to steal from you. They're going to fuck up. They're going to slip up. And they're going to wait for you to fall. And you probably will because you're on the weakest level of a puppet. Someone can just come and press a button to get Doritos out of your machine. You're already done.
But this is why I come to you guys that have businesses like this. You guys have the knowledge. So this is
right,
why
I'm just showing you why we're successful in it, because we won't let anybody move us like you just got moved, big dog. I wasn't being disrespectful to be a dick. I was giving you a life lesson that if you want to be in this game, you got to be on your square. You can't be thrown off and getting upset and mad and people talking shit, because people are going to say worse shit than I did, big guy. Worse than me.
Bro, when you're the man, they're going to come for you.
Come for you. Yeah, they're coming for you.
Endlessly. They're going to make shit up.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be something new. They're going to wait.
Yep.
They're going to wait for you to say something back.
Yep. You got to be calm, dog. And that's what I'm saying, dog. It wasn't being disrespectful. I'm just trying to show you game, dog. You want to get in this game, you can't be in your fucking feelings. You got to get that feeling shit out, brother.
Okay. All right. I hear
you. Y'all making any sense? Yeah, so do your thing. I'm just saying that it's not going to be me. It's going to be motherfuckers worse than me. I ain't say shit compared to what they're going to be doing to your ass.
Well, I'm going to still be doing my thing regardless of anybody says. So,
But you're going to be doing it angrily and controlled by your emotions, so you already lost.
Exactly.
Controlled by my emotions.
You go 3 months, shit hitting the fan, shit not looking good, you're losing money in your investment, you're going to slam your desk, flip it over and say, I quit.
Mm-hmm. No, I've seen people like that. That's not me, man.
Did you just see what you did like a few minutes ago, how you got in your feelings a few minutes ago? You didn't see that, did you?
Not in the moment, nah. But you guys
go back and listen to it. That's why I said you're gonna flip your desk. You're gonna bang on your desk and flip it, dog. You I don't think you built for this shit, dude.
As long as you got a plan on what you want to do,
no,
and not rush
not
into
it. Not about the do. It's about the are or the I am. That's what we've been trying to tell you. Your I am. You look. You gotta be a wolf in this shit. And if you ain't a wolf or a shark or motherfucking lion, you better get the fuck out of this game. Because them motherfuckers don't cry and don't get in their fucking feelings and shit.
What about the I will be?
The I will be? What the fuck is, what do you mean I will be? What about I will be? What about it?
I understand the I am, but I'm realistic. I'm not there yet. But I know
well,
I will be.
But then we're being real. Okay. All right, man. Okay. So, you know, see, sometimes people try to help y'all, but you don't even see the help that's in front of your face. Okay, just be what your I will be. I'm not arguing that. Be what your I will be, okay? Okay?
Okay, boy.
All right.
Appreciate it, y'all.
All right, let's get to the next caller. Air code 214, then 240-301-317.
I'm going to go with the I will, I should have, I could have, yeah. I wanted to.
It's crazy. 214.
What's going on, Ty and Steve? What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, real quick before I get to my question, Ty, I want to let you know I've been watching your content since September. I appreciate all the help that you and Steve have done for me over the months.
Nah. Come on, gang. Make me proud.
Gotta make me proud first. My question comes in. Steve, I was watching your show last Friday, and it's when I started to come. I realized about the bid. So I just want to ask for more clarification about what exactly it is. You mentioned getting the puzzle pieces.
I know. Get 30 minutes of coaching. We'll go over it, sir.
I looked into that, dog. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, then you don't want to know about your bid.
Next question. Well, you say any other questions?
No, I'm saying you don't want to know the question. You just ask. So what's your other question?
Yes, sir. Also, over the time I've been watching you, I don't want you to think that I've just been watching you just so I can, like, cherry pick information stuff, because I really do. Like, I enjoy watching
your live stream. That's the same guy that says I'm not racist, bud.
Right. I have some definitions that I started writing down for, like, over the course of hearing you talk about some of your the aspects of your inner world, like describe the marketing team, just the Senate.
Sir, what is your question? We got another call. What's your question, man?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you if what I have written down is accurate.
Well, get some coaching and we'll talk about it. I'm sorry?
Give Steve a chance. Get tap into Steve's coaching.
Yeah, get some coaching and we'll talk about it, okay?
I'll figure something out for you, Steve.
Well, wait. Let me tell you something real quick. I'm going to give you the best advice. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Delete and unsubscribe from my channel, because I'm going to tell you why. Because your lazy, weak, fucking ass is not, you rather not invest in yourself. You want to cheat and get some shit for free. So, dog, you have already lost. All that shit you created, throw it in the trash can, because it's a waste of your fucking time. Because you choose not to invest in yourself. And if you don't want to invest in yourself and you're lazy as fuck, throw all that shit away, dude. Throw it all away. Do yourself a favor. You're better off going to a red pill community and learning how they would say hypergamy, dog. What?
That's
damn what?
Good.
Yeah.
No,
throw it all away.
Not
don't waste your time. I'm telling you, don't waste your time. Wait. See, I'm being honest with you. Don't waste your time. You're wasting
Steve,
your time. I'm not joking. Hey. Dude, you're not playing. Throw that shit away, dude.
Brother.
All that shit ain't for you, dog. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Steve, I understand where you're coming from.
No, you don't understand where
I'm just now getting
this for
Josh.
No. You made a decision. Listen. You asked about bids. I said get coaching. No, I'll find another way. Then you asked about these other things that are personal to you that we don't need to be discussing live on the air. No, I'll just find another way to do it. Then fuck, don't do it. Throw that shit away.
No, I didn't say I was going to find another way to do it. I'm just having to save up my money.
It ain't no other way to do it but throw it away. You can't find another way to do it because you don't understand what the fuck you're even working on. So all you're doing is guessing. So keep guessing if you want or throw it away. I'm trying to tell you, don't waste your time. Hey, what coach you know is not good? See, some guys try to take your money. I'm telling you, get the fuck on.
Right.
This ain't for you, man.
I appreciate you for keeping it real with me. Like I said, I'm going to invest into the coaching. I'm just not getting my job.
No, it's a lie she tell yourself, bro.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Todd. I don't know why. Man, dude. How old are you, sir? How old are you?
I said I'm 15. I'm just not getting my first job in investing.
Okay, well, if you're 15 years old, keep studying. Get,
15.
Get your school.
15. 15.
Okay,
15.
Well, congratulations, man. Get your school up there.
There's a lot of things I need to do.
Guess what, caller? I used to suck at marbles. Did you know that? When I was around 7 or 8 years old, did you know that? I used to get my ass kicked at marbles. I used to get my ass kicked in marbles when I was 7 or 8 years old. Did you know that?
No.
No. Well, let me tell you. I used to get my ass kicked. And guess what? when I asked my parents for some money, guess what my parents said? No. So what do you think I did? I went to the fucking commissary and started bagging groceries so I get enough fucking money to get my marbles. And if I can figure that shit out at 7 and you can't figure that shit out at 15, then this shit ain't for you. Okay. Remember, I was 7 years old. I was getting my ass kicking marbles. I went in there and I was bagging groceries, taking them to the cars and getting a 50-cent here, 75 here, a dollar there. Got more marbles, got my ass kicked again. Went my ass back over there and did the same thing. Determination to drive, young man. Okay?
Yes, simple. Straight like that.
Ty, what say you?
See, a lot of times, to finish that, a lot of y'all don't even realize is y'all know what y'all want. Y'all know what the answer is to get what y'all want. But y'all not serious about it. Y'all don't mean it. Y'all not serious about it. And fuck, you know, we'll take that example that Steve got where he said, you know, the mentor he had said, who wants money? Mm-hmm. Drop the change on the floor. Mm-hmm. Some people went to grab the change. Some people didn't. He said, well, I thought you said you wanted money. How serious were you? That's money right there. Mm-hmm. So you listen, it sounds so good. It does. It sounds so good to say you want some. It sounds so good to say, I want to be this and I want to be. It sounds good. But are you serious about what you want and are you willing to do what it takes? It sounds cheesy when we get into this shit. But it's really that simple. It's really that we all got the same 24 hours. I don't fucking lift couches when I meditate and think about lifting a fucking couch in my mind.
Yep.
So what makes me successful when you're not? We all got the same 24 hours. Well, then you'll find another excuse. Well, even when my life wasn't oriented around doing this and performing this, I still found a way to crunch my time at work listening to shit, at work writing shit down, discussing shit, and we're on breaks doing this. Yeah. But y'all don't think this shit is serious. Y'all think this shit is a game. I'm gonna just get by. You know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna start tomorrow. First thing when I wake up tomorrow. I mean, that's fine. If that works for you, that works for you. So be it.
No sense of urgency. Twy. Again, if I saw you and I didn't know shit and I was these young boys' ages, I'd be cutting grass. I'd be cutting lawns and shit, doing whatever the fuck I can out in that goddamn heat just to scrape up enough money to be able to talk to you on a one-on-one basis to give me something that will change my fucking life. Shit.
It ain't even that hard nowadays. They can literally, listen, I just talked about this the other day. You can literally make money reposting somebody else's videos on the internet.
Yep.
TikTok, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Reels.
Yes, all that shit.
You can just post multiple 15-second, 20-second clips of somebody else is doing, somebody else working. Repost that. Get consistent. And make a side hustle of money from that. And guess what? They say, well, TikTok doesn't make money. Well, do it on multiple different platforms. On different reels at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so 240.
But you don't want it. You don't want it, man.
Nah, you see they don't want it. 240-301-317. 240, what's your question, sir?
All right, hello. So this is a situation that I was in. And so I started off well. Like, I went up to her, and, she gave me her number. And then eventually we were talking and I'm making her laugh and all that. And then one day we go to the bars.
Let's call her right now. All right, let's cut through all the bullshit. Let's call her right now. Where you want to take her on a date this weekend?
No, so here's what happened.
No, wait, where you want to take her?
Like,
I don't care what happened. Where do you want to take her on a date this weekend?
Listen, okay. We went to the bars. And when I came back, you know, it was like the whole friend zone joint or whatever. It's cool. I back up. Later on.
The whole friend zone joint?
Yeah, you know. So
what is that? What do you mean by that?
She comes back
to me,
and then one night, she's literally like, we're going well.
What's the whole friend zone thing? What are you talking about?
Friend zone? It's kind of like, I told her how I felt about her. I told her, like, I had feelings for her, and she said, no, we're just friends. So I said, okay, cool. I'm going to back up, you know. And then later on, it's like her birthday, so I end up with her at the bar. We come back. And then at night, she's literally like cuddling all up on me, and her roommate's like, oh, you need to like get a room. And then she said, while she's all up on me type beat, she's like, I wish you said someone else while she's on me. And I'm just so confused. And then she was like, yeah, this is embarrassing, I know, but she said she wished she was someone else or she was thinking about someone else while she her hands were all over me. And then later on, I'm like, this makes no sense. And she said the whole time that she was confused about how she felt about me. I just don't know what that means.
Are you going to call and set up a date with her?
I'm not going to, bro. I just wanted to know what was going on, bro.
Then hang the
so you have her number. You could call her if you wanted to.
She asked me for my number. I can call her right now, but I don't want
to. You still didn't even answer
the
question. I said, so you have her number. You could call her if you wanted to.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you would rather follow her, be lost and confused, and then when she goes or does something else, come to us and try to say, can you put these pieces together for me? Can you make sense of my life and the bullshit I'm allowing to happen? Why would you want to waste my time like that?
Because
it's not even like you're sitting here saying, well, no, I don't want to approach her. I have struggled with my confidence. I struggle. You came over here and said, I told her how I feel. I told her how I felt. I told her this. She friends on me. But then after that, we hung out again. And then she was touching me. And then I was confused because she said this. And then I didn't know what to do. And then.
Yeah.
So are you going to nut up and call her or not, man?
I'm not going to call her, bro. I'm going to just hang up. And
then hang up the phone, loser. Hang up the phone, loser.
So wait. You'd rather be confused and try to figure things out?
Instead of finding the truth out?
Or telling her what you want? You'd rather confusion over clarity.
That mother chicken shit motherfucker ran. He gone. He ran off.
Chat. Everybody listen right now. You would rather confusion over clarity. Being lost, being the detective. What does she mean by that? Wait, when she touched my shoulder, what did that mean? What is it? You would much rather confusion over clarity.
He doesn't want the truth.
That's crazy.
He doesn't want the truth, and this is what they get. All right, area code 301.
I don't even understand the niggas, bro.
That's crazy, man. 301, you represent DMV. Better say something right. What's up, 301?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you got Philly. Hey, this got a Philly motherfucker next to me, so... You better say something right. He's our next-door neighbor.
Okay.
What's up?
Nah, I got you. Yo, so I'm starting to get older now. You know, I'm like a bald little fuck. You know what I'm saying? People call me Dwayne Johnson. And I'm starting to get a little bit older now. You know what I'm saying? And it's very hard for me because I can't get bitches, but I try to teach people to get bitches. You know what I'm saying? And that's the toughest part about it.
Here's a million dollar question. How are you teaching people anything when you ain't got no game? What the fuck are you teaching? Come on, dude. What are you teaching?
I know.
What are you teaching them, dog?
That shit is crazy.
Why the fuck are you teaching them game and you ain't got no game? You crying over your butt. Wait, are you telling me you're
going to teach them Saturday, Colin?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking insane that I'm just so fucking bald and short?
You're calling us about being bald headed, dude. You're making Philly look good right now. You're making us look bad, though.
You don't even know that I'm talking about your ugly ass. Shut the hell up.
Oh my god, man. Why are you so mad, dog? Wait. Hold on. How you gonna hang up? Wait, hold up, man. This is nothing. Hold up, dog. You gonna call this motherfucker back, dog? How the fuck you gonna?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Yeah, we gotta see what's wrong with him because I think he's a cry for help and shit. Let's call him back, man. I think he's a cry for help because he's mad because he's bald headed or some shit.
He hung up. He must have ran away.
And ran away at the same time. The fuck?
Oh no.
Hello? Why'd you hang up, bitch? Oh, because I was like, man, fuck off this phone, motherfucker. Ball, motherfucker. Get your ass off the phone. All right,
Here you go, bitch. Yo. Yo. Dang that young man. That young man, you got to look yourself in the mirror, man.
Yeah, man. 317, what's up, man? You up, brother? What's good, man? 317. We can hear you in the background.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? My bad. All right, so can I, give a little background?
Wait, you have her phone number?
Yeah, I can understand.
Wait, you can
say
it again? You have her phone number?
It's not about a girl. It's not about a girl. About me.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. All right, it's about a dog.
So.
What is it about, dog? What is it about? Like, come on, dog.
All right. So. I've been working on myself lately.
Sir.
My phone is like breaking up, so I can't understand what you. So, yeah. All
right, well.
All right, but
okay.
Yeah, I've been working on myself lately.
How?
Since the beginning of this year, I lost about 30 pounds.
How have you been working on yourself?
I got a job, and I've recently been working.
Okay, sir, how have you been working on yourself?
I'm telling you.
Because you got a job? That's being responsible. That's not working on yourself.
Yeah,
being
I'm 17, right?
I know.
I had a job.
I used to work at 17.
I used to work at 17 too. Yeah, I know. It's not a big thing. I'm just saying. I've been working on myself, and I've just been trying to get myself together. And like I said, at the beginning of this year, I lost about 30 pounds, and I've just been working. And, you know, just trying to elevate my mind and stuff. Things like
okay,
that.
But what is the 30 pounds?
And I see myself.
Wait, what does the 30 pounds have to do with your mind? I'm lost. What does the 30 pounds have to do with your mind?
That was sort of a thing to prove to myself that I can do it.
Okay.
And yeah, things like that. And it was a lot went behind. That was big on my life.
All right. What's your question?
So throughout all that work, I've still kind of been feeling a sort of emptiness, even though I see myself progressing and just being a better person overall. I still feel a sort of emptiness.
I think the emptiness is that you ain't talking to girls.
No, I talk to girls.
Oh, so you got to, are you talking to one right now?
Nah, I actually am. I was just taking the girl.
Wait, are you or
is it nah or I am?
Wait, yeah, are you or are you? You talking to me?
Yes, I'm not on the phone with a girl, but I was just texting a girl as I was talking to you.
Okay, well, good. Call her right now and tell her you want to go out on a date Saturday.
All right, for sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Call her right now. We'll be quiet. You got 20 seconds.
All right, bit.
All right, 20 seconds. Ready? Countdown. Oh, wait. He hung up. Hold on. I'm going to call him back. Fuck, hold on. Why did he hang up? I'm calling his ass back. He hung up. Hold on. He hung up.
Try to scam.
Hold on. Why? Hold on. I'm calling right now. Hey, bitch, we're waiting for the caller.
Hey, bitch.
Call that girl up. And then we wait. Why are you actually on the phone? Wait for you to call her. Call her, man.
She answered the call. Answering the phone on all smoke. throw that bitch smooth up in there.
754-248-4700. 754, what's up, man? What you got, man? What's up?
Hey, man. So I got a different perspective. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, Steve. So look, I fuck a lot, right? But I'm trying to figure out, is there any hope out here? Because these females let you run through them like a loose hole. So I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, you telling people take these girls on dates, but these girls easy, really.
So what's your question, buddy?
My question is, women nowadays are working to try to settle down.
Wait, are you trying to settle down?
Yeah, I want to settle down. I mean, I want a girl, but like,
well, then you're the problem. Then why you shouldn't settle down? You're the problem.
You don't think I should settle down?
The way you are right now, I wouldn't do it because you're the problem.
I mean, I take girls out on dates. You know, I try to talk to them. I try to settle down, but...
Well, but that's your problem. You're thirsty. You taking them out on dates to settle down, that's pretty weak.
No, I take them out on dates to try to get to know them.
Why are you... Okay, are you talking to any of them right now?
Yeah, but like, it's either right, I'm not girl. Interested in their personality or...
Well, let's get to know
them. And this is the thing. This is the funny part, too. If you're choosing the women, on the front end, if you're choosing them, and then on the back end, you complain about the ones you're choosing, you don't see the problem here?
I'm not saying the ones I'm choosing is bad. I'm saying, like, you know how it's hard to find somebody with, you know what I'm saying, compatibility. You feel
well,
me?
Well, if people that not choosing the ones that are hard to be compatibility with, then you wouldn't be complaining about the problem. You see what I'm saying?
Why does he got to?
So I don't complain about. I don't say my back hurts when my back doesn't hurt. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel.
Why you got your heart on your sleeve, though?
Well, I don't really open up to these girls like that. It's just.
Oh, you just said you want a relationship. No, it's not your. I'm asking you why. Why are you going in these things looking for a relationship?
Oh, no. I mean, I give everybody a fair chance. I don't go at every female like, yeah, I'm just trying to smash. But I go at every female like,
I'm lost. Are you looking to smash or are you looking for a relationship? You're confused me now.
I mean, I was going to say, I take it step by step. I mean, whatever they choose, that's what they choose. But I feel like we live in a city girl. It's like every girl want to be a city girl.
So you complaining about every girl?
No, not every girl.
Only the ones
I
you
just
pick.
I feel like good women are rare. That's all. And even when you think they're good women, they end up not being good.
Wait, real quick question. Who says you're a good man?
I never claimed to be a good man.
Well, then that's why you'll never find a good woman. So you always complain. So you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. You're not a good man. So of course you're not gonna get a good woman. See how that works?
Okay, word.
So you can see the problem, the reason why you're not a good man, number one, is you like bitch like a woman, dude. Are you fucking serious? What man says the shit you saying, brother? There's no good women out here. I want a relationship. That's like, you're talking like a woman, dude. And you don't even see that shit, dude.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. You try to bitch me, though, but I ain't no bitch. You keep it real with you.
No, I'm just saying you do bitch things. I ain't call you a bitch. I just saying you do bitch things.
Nah, but I'm keeping it real, though. All I said was it's not a lot of good women out here.
But you says you're a good man. And I've never heard. Have you ever heard Ty, me, Lucario, 50, Zag, Miles, or Angry Man complain about women? Have you ever heard us complain about women?
Nah, bro.
So why do you think that is?
Because they don't really give a shit?
No, because they're good to us. They just ain't good to you because you ain't a man.
I mean, women good to me, but I feel like they just not worth it. Like the women that I thought
then
were worth
you're
it.
Choosing, okay, if you're choosing.
Again, goes back to what I said at the beginning.
There you go, Ty. Got them. Bottom of the barrel bitches. You just scraping the bottom of the barrel, dog. You in the mud.
All right, so I'm a bitch then. But
I didn't say you were a bitch. I said you're acting like one. I didn't call you a bitch. I'm just saying you acting. I mean, think about it. Oh, there's no good women out here, and I'm a Pisces, and I want a relationship. That's what you sound like, man. But I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying you acting like one, man. You don't think you're acting like one?
Fuck no.
Okay, so you think a man talks that way?
Talk like what? Oh, it's no good girls out here?
There ain't no good girls out here. Boo-hoo-hoo. There ain't no good girls.
And I'm looking for a good one to get in a relationship with.
Yeah, and I'm looking for one to get in a relationship because I want a pair bond with her.
I mean, I respect your point of view. Me personally, I don't complain to females.
But wait, it's not my point of view. I'm just giving you a fact. You called and told us that. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what you told us. You said to us, there are no good women out here, and you want a fucking relationship because you got your
own. My initial question was, do you think there's still good women out here worth settling down for? That's what I was saying.
You set the bar and the standard of a good man, right? Quality man.
Yep.
Then you'll know what you can expect from a quality woman. Then you'll know what you can expect from a quality relationship. So therefore, you can interact with 10 women, probably even get their number, bag them, get the opportunity to fuck and say, no, I don't want to because she doesn't meet my standard. You'll filter out a lot of them by being what you want from somebody else. Do you get them? And it's easier to see what they're not when you are. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
And then you don't complain about them. You just let them be what they want to be. Because maybe she's young or maybe she's whatever age and she doesn't want a relationship. She just want to fuck.
Yeah. I said, how
old are you? Let her do her. She just won't be for me. She'll be for somebody else.
Exactly. How old are you?
I'm not going to complain.
So,
what did you say? How old are you? I'm 21.
Yeah. You're 21?
Yeah.
You're 21 and you want a relationship at 21? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whew.
For sure.
Yeah, well, bye. Good luck on that. Yeah, hey, go find your relationship, buddy. But here's the problem. You know women going to find you and you're going to say you want a relationship. You want to know why they're not going to have a relationship with you?
Why?
Because you're not a man.
I mean, I've experienced different, but I see your point of view.
Well, you're a nice guy. You're a good guy that wants a healthy relationship.
I mean, I personally feel like you don't know me enough to, like, really say fully, but
I'm going to tell you how women work. I don't need to know you. I can hear your behaviors through what you're saying. You're 21 years old. You want a relationship, and you're complaining and bitching about women. So come on, you don't think I really know you? Come on, we all know you. Come on.
I mean, but you everybody assume that I complain a bitch about women off of one statement that I said.
You just did. We ain't no assumptions.
We did. Yeah, I'm not just making this. Do you think I'm just pulling that out of the air, or did you bitch about a woman? Do you think I pulled that out? Do you think I pulled that out of the air, or did you?
Nah,
bitch
I mean
about
we picked up the phone and. We put up the phone and I said something, you ran with it. I mean, I get
well, no,
it. You took
but
it as
that's
a fact.
Your truth. But no, that's your truth. That was your fact. And I'm just showing you that men don't talk like that shit you said. We don't bitch about women. Only bitches bitch about women.
Okay.
But you don't even see it, though, do you?
But don't see but what I'm bitching about. I mean, I personally don't go around
well,
bitching about
that's
women.
Only bit that you
the first
about
time
women.
Guys. Then what? Guess what? Because listen, guess what? Because then what? Then so what are you gonna do? All right, it's not a lot of good women out here. They ain't shit. So now what? So what about it?
If you want the truth, I talk to females. If they're women, you feel me? I talk to high value females. Females that think they're
what
high value.
What is a fucking high value female? Wait, sir. What is a high value female? The fuck is
women
that?
Women who think they high value females.
Because they carry this. Dog. Wait, let me get this right.
She gonna fool you at the door. She is gonna. You are lunch. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh,
wait, you were joking, right? You were joking about a high value female, weren't you? That was a joke, right?
I said funny. Women who think. So you tell me this. How are you supposed to know a woman is a real woman, a high value female, without trying to get to know her? You just supposed to walk on the street and point at a girl and be like, yeah, she's a real
woman. I told you.
Listen. You know how the answer is about being a man? Because you could listen. Let's say you got. We'll make this. I'll use a whole another metaphor. I say it's roaches in your kitchen. You go in the kitchen and try to step on every roach. No, you turn the light on. The roaches were scattered. You see what I'm saying? That was a metaphor that
but then you got
applied.
But then you
saying
got
my woman, how you complaining about?
The light on.
Say it again.
But then you got them roaches that don't give a fuck. They're going to disguise themselves. They're going to stay in the light. You feel me? Like, they, you got even certain people that's going to disguise themselves.
Oh, Jesus God, Lord.
And you're going to fall for it. Because you don't
see
that.
I don't fall for it. That's why I haven't settled.
But you want to settle, bro.
If you, but all right, if you walk into a room with five women that perceive themselves and build themselves as women, quote-unquote women, and okay. three of them are real women and two are, you feel me, they all play the same role. Like, how are you going to tell them apart?
Okay, if I
think quite that, easily. Quite quickly, actually. Geez. Very quickly. Very easily.
I mean, if I saw five squirrels in a room, that's what I mean. Come on, man. Why do I give a fuck about what these women think?
Okay, word.
But you.
And guess what? It doesn't come from them. They are who they are, whatever that is.
Whatever they
are. It comes from the I am. Because of who I am, they'll show me who they are.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why I haven't settled. Women always reveal themselves.
The light, which makes roaches scatter. Do you get it,
brother?
No, yeah, for sure. That's why I haven't settled. I haven't failed.
You haven't settled because no woman wants to settle with you, man. That's what you're missing. They don't want you because you're soft and weak, and you're the guy that's a good guy. You're the hero. You're not the villain.
But Steve, you don't even know what females want me. You don't even know like how it is. Every female that I personally talk to want to settle down with me. But what I'm saying is, when they reveal themselves, I don't want to settle down with them.
Call one right now and ask her why she wants to settle down with you. Let's hear it. Call her right now.
Ask her why she wants to settle down with me?
Yeah, let's listen. Go ahead. Call her. All right, you got 10, 20 seconds.
I'm going to call a bitch I don't even talk to.
Why would you trust her answer?
Why would you call a bitch that you ain't talking to? Hold on, let me tell you.
This
nigga,
bro.
We're in a bizarre world.
We're in a bizarre world. People talk about something.
Yeah. What would make you want to settle down?
What do you mean?
Like exactly what I said.
Finding the right person.
Okay, elaborate.
I feel like I'm very picky with the type of person I want. Like, I feel like.
Okay, what makes me, you know what I mean? Somebody you want to be with.
What makes you?
Yeah, because you said you like picky.
Well, wait, who said I wanted to settle down with you? No, I mean, like, for example, I need someone who doesn't get easily, like, mad or triggered by things I say.
Why? Wait, hold on. Run that back. So you don't want to settle down? What you want?
I was answering your question. What are you saying?
But you said you don't want to settle down, so what you want?
I didn't say that. I said, who said I wanted to settle down with you? I haven't learned about you yet. Like, I don't know you yet to want to make that decision.
Okay, word. That's what I'm saying.
I don't get what you're saying.
Okay, but I was just curious.
No. For me, because if I want to, okay, you know how someone asks
don't
you,
stress
oh,
it. You stress it right now. You don't even got to
no,
stress it. You stress it right now.
No, I'm not. If I were to get to know you and I would see that we're compatible, then yeah, I'd want to settle down. But I haven't gotten to know you yet, so how can I say I want to settle down with you if I don't know you like that yet?
Okay, Violet, that's a good answer.
Yeah, for me, it's a per-case basis. I hate when people are like, oh, what are you looking for? It's never, like, a straight answer.
Stop
because
stressing. Shorty, you good. Stop stressing.
What?
All right. I will call you. I'll call you back.
Okay.
All
right. You got it, Steve. You got it first.
Should I drag him out in the river or the ocean, dog?
I want to hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. I got to turn you back up. 1 second. Go ahead.
I can hear it, dog.
Dog, you are full of shit. You are full of shit.
How full of shit?
She told you that she don't want to settle down with your cake ass. Because like I said before.
Or did she say she don't know me enough to decide yet?
She said, what makes you think I want to settle down with you? Did she not say that?
Oh, so you must have just stopped listening then.
Wait a second. I think everybody in the chat room heard the fucking same thing I heard. You bombed. The whole chat room listened to what you tried to act like you were doing shit. She doesn't want your fucking ass. You think she wants you?
I never said she did. Before I even called her, I said, I don't even talk to her like that. I called her. I said, what
would
make you want to settle down with me?
Call a fucking woman that doesn't want you? What kind of ignorant
women
ass
are
shit
dick
is
riders.
That?
That's what they do. Women are dick riders. That's all they do.
Wait. I thought women were bad people. Are they dick riders or are they bad people? I'm lost now.
Why are you putting words in my mouth? I've never said they were bad people.
You said that. You just said they're dick riders, right? But then you were complaining about them before.
Steve, I called and asked you, are women worth settling down for? That was my initial question.
Not for you. If I'm you, look, you need to find a good dude to settle down with. You ain't women worthy, dude.
Oh, my God. Take that shit out your mouth.
Listen, oh, my God. I think I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There he is. This is how you talk to me. Come on, man. Come on, dude.
You really just said that out loud. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Rat tail for sure.
Rash and salsa. Well, look, dog, listen, look. You're going to be a 21-year-old loser all your life, and until you learn game, you're going to
be 21 all my life? How the fuck? That's possible.
Well, you're going to be a loser all your life. You won't be 21 all your life. You'll be a loser all your life, dog.
Oh, okay.
What? You want me to lie to you until you're going to be a man? Listen to you, dog. You can't even get a good woman, man.
Sure. I mean, whatever you want to say. I mean, you're speaking off a 20-minute call, but...
You called and said, I want a relationship, and these...
Wait, why'd you call her a dick rider? I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't even know why you called them dick riders. You ain't fucking, so why you call them dick riders? Are you fucking?
Yeah, you're right. Yo, dick.
Yeah, I am, actually, but she don't know me.
Okay, if you fuck... Okay.
She ain't right. Yo, dick.
You ain't right.
Niggas always be like, oh, bro, these women is whores. You ain't fucked.
He talking like he fucking, so call one up, tell her, come
on. Yo, you really call her a dick rider? Why are you calling her a dick rider, though? I'm confused.
Because she fronted his ass y'all out.
Y'all talking to each other.
No, why you call her a dick rider, though?
I said women, girls are dick riders.
Well, then if that's the case.
Yeah, and the implication that we you just got off the phone with one. What made you
want
to say that after getting off the phone with her?
Not because Steve had made a statement. Steve had made a statement, that's all.
You said that. Right. They were dick riders. You said that.
No, but I was saying in response to something you had said.
Look, dog, listen. You say they're dick riders, so if you fucking call one up, tell her come over and suck your dick.
Listen, you laughing. Have you ever told a woman in your life you want her to suck your dick?
Yeah, you ever told one to come over and suck your dick?
Have you ever told a woman you want her to suck your dick?
Yeah, I got an OnlyFans.
Well, go ahead and call her up and tell her come over and suck your dick. Let's hear.
You got her OnlyFans?
Well, no, I have one myself. I'm about to call a fat bitch. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, wait, you about to call a fat bitch? Come on, dude. All right, we got other calls to call, so we got other guys to call.
And this is the same we do with someone a lot, huh?
All right,
Steve,
come
to hell. Yeah, that cake say gonna call a fat chick. All right, let's get 513, then 248-470-317, and then we have one more, and then we'd be done. 513, what's your question?
Hey, what's up, man? Hello, thank you. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, my dear?
Hey, what's up, hello, I've been waiting all day for about 30 minutes, man. I've been waiting for all day, like KFC chicken. Hello?
What's the question, man? Yo.
Hey, Dean, goddamn it, you old school mother...
We'll put you in real quick. Can you please turn down your phone in the background? We'll open you back up. All right, now we'll be back. I turn your thing down. Now, what's the question? Turn it down.
Can you hear me?
All right, what's your question?
I would say it was the girl. Goddamn it. If she wanted me to eat her.
Hey, call her up and tell her, come over and suck your dick.
She wanted you to eat her?
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. She wanted you to eat her?
No.
Hello?
I mean, possibly.
Wait a second. Wait.
What are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about? Dude, ask your question, dude. I feel like you're wasting our time.
But, dude, I've been on hold for about 27 minutes. Yo, guys, dude, pick up the phone. I've been on hold for so fucking long, man.
Use your time. Please get to your point to use your time.
I've been waiting on hold.
It takes one second
for yelling and getting mad. You could have already said a statement by now.
It takes 1 second for me to hang up on you two, so please hurry up.
Dang, you a pit bull. You get on my goddamn nerves every fucking time. Because I know you're going to do this. Ding, bite down. Your ass bite down. You know what I mean? That you a fucking goddamn pit bull. Every time I fucking call.
What is your question?
Talking about some pussy. We're talking about pussy, right? Jesus.
Not a question.
What is the question start with, sir? What does the question start with, sir?
It's nothing about the bitch. It's not about the bitch. It's not about the bitch.
Yes, ask your question.
Please ask your question because we're going to move on if you don't within the next 10 seconds. So please ask your question, sir.
Move on.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you. Bye-bye.
You want to waste your own 27 minutes?
Yeah, he just wasted it. Hey, hung up on his ass. All right, 248, you're up. What's up, sir?
What's going on, Steve? I got two quick questions.
Well, I'm not the only one on the phone. Can you address the other person on the phone, please?
What's going on, bro?
Not me. I'm just saying, goddamn.
Good.
Y'all have some fucking manners? Jesus. Now, you got us both on. What's your question?
All right, first question is, what's the key to sacrifice and discipline to getting the things you want?
How old are you?
23.
Okay, what's your other question?
I mean, it applied to the first one. That's what I wanted to lead up to it.
Oh, okay, well, what's the second question? Maybe we can connect this at one time. What's the other question?
All right, the second question is like, look, I'm overly focused on trying to get pussy and shit. Like, I let that shit really dictate my life and everything. So I'm trying to, like, get a handle on pursuing women and you know, do what I need to do. So that's why I'm asking like, about discipline and self-control and all that.
All right, hold on. Watch this. Okay. Let's just say you go to sleep tonight and you wake up tomorrow at whatever time you want to wake up. Who decides how you spend your next 12 hours?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So when you recognize there's a problem in the way that it's been being spent, you reflect, call out your bullshit. Yo, I don't like that. We ain't doing this. And then you wake up and you have another chance to decide who you want to be and what you want to do. And that doesn't happen. Who do you have to blame?
Yeah, myself.
I mean, unless somebody out here putting a gun up to your head and say, fuck these bitches, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how.
If all you want to do is see
what
you
want. That's the thing. I mean, I kind of believe I need to be in a relationship as well because I just think about women and trying to get at them every day. So, like.
It's not about get at women, dog. You just sound real creepy and shit, dude.
How so?
You haven't just heard what you said.
I just want to get in a relationship because you know just getting around women so much and
This is how you were talking, dude. You hear that shit?
I said I might need to because all I do is focus on getting women.
I need to get one. I need to get one to myself.
Pretty sounds obsessive to me.
I mean, this the thing. Like, I have two that I'm focused on right now, but I'm still focused on trying to get a bunch more. So that's why I believe I probably need to get in a relationship so I can stop.
Because you ain't got no game. You don't have any women right now. So what are you talking about?
I got two women right now.
Huh? Well, then call one over and tell her come over and go suck your dick. Call her right now.
Oh, you're right.
Well, who's laughing? I'm serious. If you got one, let's hear it.
You know what? I won't call her to do that, but I'll call her and let her tell you how she did it yesterday. How about that?
No, I want you to tell her come over and suck your dick today.
I don't want my dick sucked today, but I'll call her, though, since you know, think I don't got no women.
Then why are you asking us about women if you have a woman, dog? This doesn't make any sense.
I'm asking how do I balance self-control and discipline to get what I need out of life. That's what I'm asking.
You can't balance shit because you thirsty as fuck, dog. That's what you don't understand. You thirsty. And if all you are thirsty, you lose. There's only a weak motherfucker is being run by his fucking dick. Does that make any sense?
That's fair. That's fair. And that's what I needed to hear. So how do I stop that cycle?
I don't know. You tell me how you stop it. You're a grown-ass man. How do you stop it?
Maybe I need to get coaching. I guess that's what it is.
There you go. Maybe you need to.
All right, then. Well, shoot. I'll let you get on there.
All right. See how easy that was?
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you more. All right, man. All right. Area code 470. We only got three more cars left. 470-317 and 215. All right, 470, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's good? How's good, Steve? All right, so I grew up around all females. I had no. I'm sorry?
You grew up around females. You have low self-esteem. What's up?
I grew up around all females. I had no masculine role model to look up to or learn from. And luckily, I found you and Ty. And by listening to y'all, I've been able to fully understand the concept of the man mindset and, you know, living through the inside out. But my problem is I find that when I'm alone by myself and my own thoughts, I'm able to think and mindset.
How do you listen to me and have a problem? There's no such thing as a problem. Everything's a solution.
Right.
I think you're in the wrong place. But no, tell me about your problems. What's your problem?
Okay, so I found that when I'm alone by myself, I'm able to really tap into the man mindset and think within it, and I'm able to answer my own.
You're lying. You want to know why? Because you started your whole sentence with a problem you have. So you don't need to lie. What is your question?
So when I'm by myself and alone with my own thoughts, I'm able to think within the man mindset.
Are you reading the script? He said the same thing over and over again.
I'm trying to get my point out. You're interrupting me. So I'm able to think within his man mindset, and I'm able to basically teach myself things and, like, communicate with myself clearly.
Teach yourself what?
Teach myself, like,
life.
I'm able to basically answer my own questions. When I have a question about something, like, why something isn't going right.
No. You're a man mindset, right? So teach yourself what? You should be able to answer the question. Teach yourself what?
I'm able to answer my own questions. When I have a question about something in my life, that's not.
No, but you said you were able to teach yourself something. What can you teach yourself? I'm just taking what you said. What can you teach yourself?
What can I teach myself? I can teach myself to look at situations objectively and not with my emotions and my feelings. I'm able to step back and take a really big look at it.
Wait, didn't you say you had a problem, though?
Can you let me get to it, my nigga? Goddamn. So when I noticed that.
How old are you?
I'm 20, bro.
Okay. So can you just get to your fucking question? I don't want to hear all this other silly ass shit. So
you're interrupting, bro. Let me talk, bro. You're interrupting.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
When
I man mindset, wait.
Oh, yeah, you know he wanted a man mindset, niggas. He getting mad.
Yeah, he getting mad. He definitely wanted my mom.
Just like you, Steve.
Hey, shit. Hey, no, he got me, Ty. Got me back. Got back. Now 470. He's one. I know. Say fuck you, Ty. Hey, 470. Now get to your. I'm gonna open you back up. Get to your fucking question. I don't want to hear all that stupid ass shit you lying to me about. Ask your fucking question. So now, 470, what's your question?
When can I talk? When I get into the field, when I get around.
Okay, all right. My question is, Ty and Steve. All right, let's try that again. All right, what is your question, sir?
When I get into the field and when I get around my peers, I notice that I'm not able to basically align my mindset with my behavior as well as I would like to, right? So I noticed that.
So you're going to start becoming a follower.
I'm sorry?
I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm just trying to, like, make sense of what you're saying. So you go around people and become a follower. Why is it not laughing?
When I get around people, I notice that I tend to act more off my emotions and my feelings. I tend to react and act based off of my emotions and my feelings instead of...
Why are you trying to fancify being a follower, bro?
I know, man.
I go around other human beings and tend to lose control of my consciousness.
Yeah,
you go around people and then just start following the crowd.
Yeah, you ain't no man mindset, motherfucker. I don't know what you're saying. You ain't over here, dog. Don't be claiming that shit. With that bitch shit you said. So what's your question? What's your question, man? Why do you feel that way? I'll tell you. You feel that way because you're lying to your fucking self by yourself, and you're acting like you're something that you're not. And when you get around those people,
Can I speak real quick? I didn't say that. I said I'm able to understand the man mindset. I'm able to understand living through the inside out.
Please, nigga, stop. You don't understand. Listen, okay. If I'm here and I'm the foundation of what you're talking about, don't you think I can see if you're fucking fake?
Okay. Being a fake and understanding something but not being able to live.
Well, I'm here and I'm the defender of what the fuck you're talking about. Don't you
I'm saying, dude. Come on, man. What's your question?
All right, The question is, how do I align?
It's all right to be like, damn, I'll be folding when I go around people. See, then we can get a good question out of this. English, yeah. Well, why do I do that?
Okay. Let's take it in your direction. I'll be folding when I get around people.
I'm just saying, loosen up. You don't no need to be hostile, defensive, perfect, or correct. Yeah, be what you are, because it's easier to deal with it that way. Be who you are.
I'm literally being a mirror of y'all. Y'all are being arrogant and, like, kind of low-key disrespectful. Like, we're trying to learn.
Wait. Can I be arrogant? I can't be arrogant?
Can I?
No, because you pussing up outside with your boy, so you can't do that shit. But we can. We can be arrogant.
So you can be arrogant, but I can't. See what I'm saying? Like, that don't make no sense, bro. But my question is, how do I align my behavior with my... You can't. You just told us why.
Should I rewind it? Hey, Steve, when I get out around my friends, I act like I'm sorry, I'm scared, like a little girl. You're showing your true colors, brother.
You're getting exposed because otherwise, guess what? You would be standing, you know what you could be doing instead in that same scenario of pressure, of being tested? You could be showing why you are who you are. Test me, shit. Try me.
Yeah.
I'll show you exactly who I think I am and why I do. And I'll stand on it. That's the confidence. Listen, bro, listen. That's when you begin to be arrogant. When who you are and who you're claiming to be is nothing special to you. It's just the world that you live in. You're not even, arrogance to you may be a bad, somebody who thinks you're arrogant may be a bad day for you. You thought I was being arrogant when I said I didn't blah, 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 or I could do that. I was lowballing myself. You want to hear how I get when I'm arrogant? The kind of shit that I talk? But see, it's not a matter of being arrogant or humble by anybody else's standard, bro. It's a matter of being real, bro. Be real with yourself.
I'm being real, bro. I'm telling you, bro, that when I'm alone, I'm able to look at things realistically. I'm able to look back and be like, okay, I was a bitch in that situation. Okay, that wasn't right. Okay, I could do this better.
You're shadow boxing, and then you get in the ring and get knocked out.
You get knocked the fuck out.
So which one matters more, bro?
So what are you talking about, dog?
Say that again. Can you repeat that? I can't hear. Y'all talking at the same time. Can you repeat that?
You're full of shit because you're shadow boxing. You're full of shit. When you get in the comfort of your little cake-ass house, you lie to yourself. And then when you get out into the real world, the bitch in you comes out. So what are you talking about?
That's my question. How do I align the mindset with the
you
behavior?
You cannot. You ain't a student of this, dog. This ain't for you.
What type of help is that, bro? Say I can't.
Oh, okay. Listen. You know, in August, when people go to the football, play for the football teams, they get cut from the roster because they're not good enough to be on the team. You're cut, sir. That's like you in the wrong place, dog. hey, I'll trade him, Ty. Ty, I'll trade him over to you. Go to
nah. Can't catch it.
All right, bro. I'm really trying to like learn, bro.
Yeah. You're not
and
trying.
This
to
is
learn.
Not helping.
I am helping. All
right, you. So.
Listen. If you really were trying to learn, you would put yourself to the test on purpose. With pride.
What does that mean?
Listen, pride.
Lambert the sheepish lion.
Pride.
I need to show you a picture of that. What's that?
Meaning taking pride in how you do things and why you do them. You know what? Last time I went around my friends, I was a bitch-ass follower, and I felt follow what they did. But you know what? No matter what, I'm never doing that again. Anytime I'm in a situation and somebody tries to lead me a certain kind of way, I'm standing on who I am, and I don't give a fuck what it is and who gives a fuck about it. I don't give a fuck with social consequences.
Hey, Todd.
Who says
hey, Todd.
I don't care. I am who I am. If they don't like it, fuck
Todd,
them, too.
Hey, Todd, I hear you better.
You hear me, but you don't understand. You don't dig this is the way of living. This ain't just me trying to motivate you.
Yeah, caller. Here's what he's trying to tell you is that
you go around them friends and you start fooling, and then you're saying, what are you thinking? You're probably thinking some weak-ass shit.
That's your truth. Your truth is you fold, dog, and that's the problem why you can't be a man mindset guy, because we don't fold like bitches, and you fold, dog. This ain't for you.
Okay, can I give you an example, bro? So you
pointing at Earth. Iggy or Curry? You ain't Iggy, my boy. You ain't Curry. We ain't giving you the ball with the laser beam pointing at Earth and saying who we want to make that shot. We ain't giving it to you, bro.
You can't take the last shot, dog. You can pass the water, though.
What is that? I don't know what you guys are talking about, bro.
I mean,
what we're saying is you're not the player that's going to get the ball in the clutch moment. You're not the guy we can count on. You're not the guy we can depend on. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to be that guy. Listen. You're trying to be that guy and getting mad that you aren't.
Because you're not. You're not worthy to be on the team.
So are you saying it's impossible for me to become that?
It is very impossible for you to do that because first off, you're sitting around lying to yourself thinking that you're something that you're not, and then you go out into the real world and bitch up. We don't do
but
that.
Can't we create who we are?
The first thing you need is the truth, bro. First thing you have to do is keep it to yourself.
You're sitting here telling me it's impossible to become it, but we can create whoever we want to be. I want you to help me.
Wait. You're not even a student of mine, so how the fuck can you even be in the – you're not a student of mine. You ain't a student of mine. Right?
What is it?
Right?
What does it mean to be a student of yours?
Okay, exactly. So as I said, you're not definitely not a student of mine. Oh yeah, you listen. Okay.
I watch all your videos and I listen to you. Does that not make you a student?
Videos ain't the game, fam. The videos ain't the game.
So what is this then? If you're not teaching the game,
I am teaching the game, but I'm not teaching the guys like you though.
See, that's not helpful, bro. Like what? How?
Because you have to apply it, bro. At the end of the day. Yes, if you don't, if you shadow box all day, watch all the videos, and you don't go spar, you don't go in the ring and get punched in the face 3 times in a row, come back in the ring, drink some water, work out, come back, get punched in the face 4 times in a row, how can you say you want to be a fighter?
Okay, see, that's
you're
that's
trying to be
helpful.
A fighter, and you're
trying
that's
to be a fighter, because
now you're
trying to
get that
I need to go out in the field and actually apply it. That's a better
you're
answer. That's
punching.
A better answer than saying that's
wait,
a better answer
wait,
than saying
wait,
you're a bitch
so
and that you'll never be it.
So the student wants to tell
you know why? You know why the answer was that you'll never be it? Because the first thing that you would have needed is to keep it real with yourself. And here's what I need to do and to become that. Rather than trying to what is it? We're working on it. Cope. Rather than try to cuddle yourself and say, you know, I'm one of the main mindset members. And, you know, when I'm by myself, I'm good. And then when I go, this is you're trying to make yourself feel better about.
I did not say that. No,
but the fact that you explained it shows that you're trying to like compensate. You're trying to cuddle yourself and make yourself feel better, rather than getting directly to what it is that's wrong.
That's what I'm
not
doing.
You just said. I noticed that when I go around my friends, I start acting different. One sentence would have said the same thing that you tried to explain in a paragraph to try to make yourself feel better.
First of all, I didn't say my friends. That's what y'all like to do. Y'all like to put words in people's mouth. I said when I get into the field.
Didn't I say when I go around people or my friends or something like that?
He did say that shit.
So what did you say? What did you say? If you ain't said, what did you say?
All right, no, don't interrupt me. I said when I get into the field.
Hold on.
Listen, my God, bro. You're interrupting, bro.
I'm going to tell you why I'm interrupting you. Because I'm not going to sit here and let you interrupt someone who has more game on his fucking pinky than you'll ever have in your life. I don't give a fuck what he asks you. If you don't have any fucking respect, you're going to get handled like we handle these fucking women. So you better change your fucking...
If you don't show respect, you're not going to get it. How you gonna call someone a bitch and expect respect back? What the fuck type of
But wait, guy? I'm the teacher, bitch. You're the student, you fuck boy. So what do you think? I'm not trying to be you. All right,
so if you feel like you can call me a bitch and a fuck boy, what
you
the fuck do you think you're gonna get in return?
Hey, I don't give a fuck.
You're not gonna get nothing polite back. What the fuck?
Hey, am I calling you saying I wanna be like you? Or are you calling and saying you wanna be like me, motherfucker? So what you think about that?
I'm not calling this. I want to be like anybody. I want to be the best version of myself, and I want you to help me do that. I want to be like you, nigga.
You're a loser.
All right, you a bitch ass nigga, fuck nigga.
Oh man, wait a second. Wow, where's all this anger coming from, sir? I'm
that's
not
what
the
you
one
said
who,
to me, fuck nigga. Is that not what you said to me?
Why can't you be that way when you go out your house?
Yo, bro, listen. You hard as shit now.
And you're not listening because I am hurting when I go out my house. This is the point I'm trying to make. When I go outside my house, this is how I am. I'm emotional, and I want you to help me.
I know you're emotional,
like this,
and we are bitch-free. We don't deal with emotions. You're in the wrong room. That's 2 doors down in the next galaxy. You got to go towards Elton John Village people. You need to go find a woman.
So you don't want to help people. You just want to call them a bitch, and then what?
You're in the wrong place, sir. No vacancies. Mm-mm. Not us. No. If I was you, I'd delete my shit. I'd block me and go find some red pill shit, motherfucker.
Fuck that red pill shit, bro.
Yeah, go. Hey, man, I'll bomb you. I'll tell you. Fuck that man mindset shit, because, motherfucker, you giving us a bad name saying that shit. Please don't say that shit. Hey, guys, this is being brought to you by NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, gagging, seven head fever, sugar, mess, man, and Rick. He ain't no man mindset, motherfucker, dog.
Did I not come in here and say that I understand the concept of living through the inside out, focusing on yourself, and huh?
No, male mind. Meow.
Meow.
Male mind.
That's how that, like, bro. Meow. What the fuck? Who does that?
Meow.
Meow. What the fuck is wrong with you, Ben?
Meow.
Who does that?
Meow.
And you laughed it like, what, how is that helpful? That's what I want to know. Hey, man, hey, dog. All jokes aside, though, like, I get you trying to be funny and shit, but I really want to learn, bro. Like, I really want to.
I'm going to teach you, okay, your lesson, your first lesson is get the fuck out. You ain't worthy about shit. You ain't worthy about shit. Go somewhere else.
Can you tell me why I'm not worthy?
Go back.
Look at your actions didn't reflect your words, because I'm pretty sure you knew that before you observed how you acted in that environment, which exposed you, right?
So you're asking me that I knew that my actions didn't align with my
mind. The man you wanted, did you know the man you wanted to be? Well, obviously you did, because you said that when you're home and alone, you get it right. And then when you go out into the field, it goes wrong. So you already know who you wanted to be. So when you went into the field, you would have stood on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're in the wrong room, buddy. Wrong class.
Okay, so this is
I'm
my
just saying, your actions don't reflect your words, that's all.
Yeah, so you're in the wrong class.
Anybody
can
get a language if you want to.
I understand. This is my question then. Since you're saying that, I came here saying that when I'm alone, I get it right, but when I get into the field, I get it wrong, right? So my question
your
is...
actions. I'm saying, look at the actions. So then what's your question? Go
okay.
ahead.
So, okay, my actions don't align with the mindset that I have when I'm alone, correct?
So what's
your... You keep, listen, when you're alone and when you're around people, you're the same person.
All the time. The same for you. You're just lying to yourself. Don't waste...
Okay.
If I put a lion in Africa... Asia, Japan, Philly, or Houston, or Cali. When is a lion? Steve, what you say? When is a lion a duck?
Yeah, lion's always a lion.
So then you have to go back and say, well, who did I think I was when I was alone? And was I even really the guy I thought I was? I lied to myself to make myself feel better. Who did I think I was trying to be?
So you told me to be real myself. I understand that I'm not a lion, bro, but I know I'm capable of being that. I know I have it in me. I have the potential. I just want to know
Nothing. I'm gonna tell you what you do. Delete and block the channel. It's not for you.
Go out there, hunt the food, and then bring it back. Slam your weapon on his head and slap it in Steve's face when you go get it.
Ty, I can't hear you, bro.
I said go out there, go get the food, go hunt it and kill it, bring it back and slap it on Steve's face after you go get your kill.
So you're saying just go out there and just beat
the lion. You're lying. Stand on it. Go stand on it. We ain't got to philosophize. Make it philosophical, make it motivational, make it grand and big. Stand on who you say you want to be, we'll get the results, and then.
Caller, you just wait. I'm just saying, Caller, don't waste your time, dog. You just waste your time, man.
You can't. Why would you tell somebody that they're a bitch and that they're just going to be a bitch? Like, why would you tell
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'd rather be honest with you and have you waste your time somewhere else than waste your time over here.
But if someone does not want to be that, why would you tell them that that's just what you got to be? What the fuck?
What I'm saying is you're just not worthy. Everybody can't be worthy of what we teach. You're just not worthy.
But I have outcomes in my life that show that I am worthy, that I am capable of it. It's just there's outcomes in my life that show that I'm not as well. I want to fully be the lion. I don't want to partially be it.
You can be a lion somewhere else. This is just not for you. But, God, I'm just being honest with you.
What's not for you?
The man mindset. We don't condone that bitch-ass shit you're doing. No, we ain't about that shit.
What bitch ass shit?
I would take a woman student in before I take you in. That's how bad that shit is. Matter of fact,
you're not answering my
question.
Because you can't answer our direct question, bro. You can't even answer our direct question. What bitch ass shit?
You're going in your house and lying to yourself, sir. And guess what? I can kick Mike Tyson's ass in my house just like you can. But when I go in the ring or out my door and he's in front of me, it's a whole different story. You're lying to yourself. So you're wasting your time. You're living a lie, and this is not for you. It's just not for you, brother. Does that make any sense?
I know who I am. And I know I can create whoever I want to be.
And we
so
know who you are.
So go for it.
Yeah, you don't need us to create who you want to be. So go off and go create your own self. You don't need us.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. You're saying
make
go
sure
out
listen. Make sure you stand on it. Like I said, don't listen. If you gonna say fuck anybody out here, man, don't be lying to yourself. Don't if you gonna say fuck anybody, lie to anybody. Listen, just do not lie to yourself.
But how am I lying to myself? I'm telling you,
you got you all you need, bro. You need yourself.
Yeah, man. Oh, you know, I'm just saying to you, dog. It's all love, man.
It's not love, but you, man. We everyone here can see that. But I'm talking to Ty, really.
Well, I'm glad. Hey, can I trade you now?
Think you're helping people, bro?
You talking to Ty?
Dude, you started this problem, man.
No, you go. Hey, I said you.
You solved it. You started this problem. You solved it.
The dojo welcomes you, big dog.
You
solved it. Hey, come on, say what we call it. Welcome to the.
No, you started.
Come on, call it. Welcome to the dojo.
No, dude, you started this problem. You gotta solve it, man. You gotta solve it.
You started with the chip. No, no, hey, call it.
Y'all laughing shit, but no one can hear y'all, bro. What are you talking about? No one can hear y'all. Y'all talking over each other.
We're talking amongst ourselves. We're laughing at you amongst ourselves. But anyway, what's up? So you good, caller?
I mean, no. Like,
why aren't you good? What's wrong?
Because I came here seeking help, and y'all laughed at me and called me a bitch.
We are helping you. We're okay. I'm helping you out. The best thing you can do is find somebody that will allow you to shadow box in your house and go out there and live a fake ass life.
Why, but I don't want to do that. So why would you tell me to do that?
But you already are choosing to. Give the specific example where there's a disconnect between who you were when you were meditating and who you were when you were in the world. Can we get a specific example?
Okay, perfect. So let me give you this example right here. So
very specific in detail.
I was listening to your live stream the other day with you and Ty, and there's a dude that came on the call, and he got mad because he came in and tried to make a statement.
Yeah, actually, when you were at home and then when you went out into the world and you changed, what happened? What was the show the disconnect between those two? Why are we talking about last week's call?
I mean,
it's just started with this.
I was trying to
when I was at home by myself, I thought I was blank. And then when I went to approach that girl, I turned out to be blank. I'm just making up.
I don't have a problem with women. Women's not the problem. I'm talking about basically, okay, so give me like 2 seconds to think of an example. Hold on.
Not basically, get specific. I asked you what I'm saying for details, man.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Hold on.
You can't even think. What a shame.
Who said I can't think, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Can you just say, let me think? I just asked you a basic kindergarten-ass question.
That's not a question. I said, let me think, nigga. Shut the fuck up, bro. You just talking bullshit, man.
Wait a second. How can you talk to your sensei this way?
Yo, give
I'm not my fucking sensei, bro. I don't fuck with you, bro. You're not my sensei. I'm talking to Ty right now, bro.
Oh, wait, you are.
No,
you're right. I'm out of here.
Steve's a friend of mine. You got to get Steve some respect.
No, we don't. No, hey. I appreciate you being part of the dojo. I think that's a commendable thing that you're part of the dojo.
Why are you still talking? No, I don't want to talk to
right.
You. So
I'm
talking
right.
To
Ty. No, call it. You got to respect Steve. You got to hang up, bro.
But did you not ask me the question?
Why are you so sassy? What's up with these men nowadays, bro?
I mean, bro, what do you expect when you get on the phone?
Why are you being so sassy? No, damn.
You sassy like a motherfucker, ain't he?
I mean, what if you call him trying to degrade? Like, if you get on the phone and try to degrade a person, call him a bitch, say this ain't for you, bro. Like you just have to be like
okay.
That.
Who says the person has to care?
Who says the person has to what?
Care.
Who said the person had to care? Somebody came in my chat yesterday and said something about what was it? I don't even remember. I think it was yesterday, and we're like, this other person said something about your clip and said it was this. I said, okay. It's their opinion.
Okay, listen. Okay, I get that. Listen, it's not that I care that he called me a bitch. I can really give a fuck. I know
you
I'm
do
not care.
You're reacting.
But listen.
Reacting.
I care because I care about myself, and I'm trying to learn and
the
better myself, and you guys are rejecting that.
The power of man compels you.
See what I mean? How is that helpful? I'm coming here trying to get some information and learn, and I'm trying to do this for myself. I care about myself. That's why I'm
testing.
I care about myself. That's why I'm getting so
he's
emotional.
You, folding.
How am I folding, bro? How?
Fuck, nigga.
Sassafras.
How am I folding, bro? Can you answer that?
Because he's laughing and smiling, and you one that's angry.
All right. So why aren't you hearing what I'm saying, bro? I said the reason I'm angry is because I'm coming here for myself. I'm trying to better myself.
Yeah,
and you're
didn't deny what I said. I was right.
Oh, man,
I'm sorry.
Can you
repeat that?
You'll be a great dojo member. I'm proud of you, young man.
Oh,
hey, Ty, can you repeat that?
Bro, man. I'm telling you, bro. He's testing you. You're folding back. Everybody in the chat, Steve, who do you think Steve is does not change Steve's life?
I'm not talking about Steve right now. I'm talking
you
about
hold
Steve.
That anger.
How?
You hold that anger. You hold that emotion. Steve's laughing right now. People are mad, more mad than Steve is at himself. How could that be? But the problem is, the bigger picture is you can hang up, block both of us and say, fuck us. And then when you go back out into the world, somebody else will still be able to control you just like you've been controlled tonight.
Yep, you'll still be watching my
video. Emotion.
You'll still
somebody else will be able to emotionally control you the same way
you've been controlled tonight. I'm passionate about myself, bro. I want this for myself.
I am too. I am too. You can't get me to react by saying shit about me.
Okay. What does that have to do with me wanting this for myself and you guys not helping me out?
Can you say, you know what, fuck both of you bitch ass niggas. I'm gonna live my big life. And saying fuck us would have been out of anger and reaction. It would have been out of a choice, a conscious choice you made.
But
see,
bro,
nowadays, between me and the young, childish, emotional, reactional bitch ass me, is that if I fight somebody, I'm not fighting somebody because I'm angry and they made me mad. I probably sat there and chose to punch somebody's fucking face. Willfully and consciously. Not
hey, bro,
when
it comes to Steve, I'm returning the energy, bro. He called me a bitch, I'll call him a bitch. It's that simple. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying
you're following.
To
say, you're following
I'm not,
his energy.
I'm not, how is that? Following
you are. You're following it. If he said it and you send it back, you're following what he said.
I know you are, but what am I?
All right, so if a nigga violates you, call you a bitch in front of your family, you just going, oh, okay. Nah, you going to say something, bro.
Call her. We're on the phone. We don't even know your first name, bro.
That doesn't matter,
this is not a nigga disrespect you in front of your family. It's not that. It's really not.
So you're saying a nigga calling you a bitch is not disrespectful to you?
Caller,
oh,
I'm calling an internet show. Did you try to compare that to a nigga calling me a bitch in front of my family? And why would him calling me a bitch be more
if a nigga call you a bitch, is that
would you only react if your family was there?
Fuck the family. If a nigga call you a bitch, is that
disrespectful? No. You said if a nigga called you a bitch in front of your family. Why did mentioning the family matter?
It's just an example, bro. I didn't have to say the family. Even without the family, it's still disrespectful. Like, why are you so focused on the family?
You try to say, if you did in front of your family versus on online call, wouldn't it be more...
Why are you so focused on the family part? The family part doesn't matter, bro. If a nigga call you a bitch, that's disrespectful.
I'm the kind of man where you say what you mean and you mean what you say. So I look at that for everybody else. Why are you saying something and then
it's an example, bro. It's just an example, bro. So how can you address that, but you can't address when I say, if a nigga call you a bitch, is that disrespectful or not? You can't address that, but you're so focused on the family part. Why?
That wasn't the problem. The problem was when you choose to care. And then you brought the example of the family to try to add more weight to it. Again, you still have to choose to care.
Okay, that's my question. Why would you not care if someone calls you a bitch?
317-215, we still got you. We're just trying to get the service dweller out here. So you done, service dweller?
Can y'all answer the question?
What's the question?
You know what's the funny part? Is you asking this question about choosing to care, but you the nigga that's going to let them call you a bitch, and I'm the nigga that's going to smack the shit out of you.
And who said
You the nigga that's going to look at your family first and then be like, and I'm the nigga that's going to smack the shit out of them.
And so am I, nigga. So am I.
No hesitation.
Exactly. No hesitation, nigga. If nigga call me a bitch, I'm smacking the fuck out of him. So what is your point, bro?
You go outside his door and bitch up, though?
I don't bitch up, nigga. That's the problem,
isn't that the field, though? You told us this. No. You told us this about yourself. How you do anything is how you do everything. So listen,
You have to say exactly what I said, bro. I never said that when I get out of the
club. If at home you can be this and outside in an environment and feel, like you said, you change and fold. That means something
no,
in that
no, 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 no. I did not say that, bro.
Unless you literally said, bro, you weren't even trying to repeat what you said now.
Tell me what I know what I said, bro. I know what I said. I said when I get out into the field, I act more on my emotions and my feelings, like how I'm doing now. I act
like
more
bitch.
On my emotions.
What is that?
Like a bitch.
All right, bro.
Then you're contradicting yourself. So I addressed something you said specifically.
I didn't say that specifically. If you're going to say what I said, say exactly what I said, bro. Period.
I just did that 2 minutes ago, and you said, well, why are you focusing on that?
So feisty.
I addressed what he said specifically. He said, why are you so stuck on that? I say something now. He says, why aren't you addressing what I said specifically?
Okay, you can do that, but you can't answer the question when I said, if a nigga call you a bitch, is that disrespectful? You just said, well, I'm just going to crack the fuck out.
You're missing
so
the point.
Why would it be disrespectful?
Yes, it is. So what? Now what? Yes, it's disrespectful. Now what? What's the point?
All right, so the point is, it's disrespectful. So I'm saying, what is it? All right, so it's disrespectful, right? So if a nigga call you a bitch, you're saying...
Listen.
You said if a nigga call you a bitch, you're not supposed to react. You're not supposed to let that...
No, you said if he says it to your family, you're not supposed to be emotionally controlled through an internet phone call. An internet phone call. We don't even know your name.
All
right,
I'll
call
you a dog.
It doesn't matter, bro. It's disrespectful.
We don't. Yes, it does. It does matter. And listen, as a man, you don't even understand the difference.
I call you a dolphin. You're a dolphin. How's that? Is that better?
And guess what? The bottom line still matters. The bottom line is still there. You still have to choose to care.
That's a gay shark.
And you told and you're saying you would choose to care too, because you said if this nigga call you a bitch, you would smack him. So what is your point, bro? How you gonna say I can't do it, but you?
You said in front of the family. No, and the point was that if that happened in real life, you're gonna be the one who's gonna sit there and let him do it, and I'll be the one who would do what I want to do.
But who are you to say that I wouldn't smack the fuck out of him? Obviously, I would smack the fuck out of him.
You're the same guy. Oh, here, exactly. Who am I to say that? Because you're the same guy who's what he wants to be when he's alone, and then when he has to go outside and stand on what he is, he can't. He reacts more emotionally. So you can't even stand on what you say you are. So why would I believe you in this example?
Yeah, are you gender fluid?
Why would I believe you in this example? Why would I believe you in this example when you already have shown through your actions that you can't do that?
Listen, can I talk?
How it's different. It's different because the man called you a bitch. So you react. You react.
Listen,
now?
Bro. Listen, bro. How is when I get out into the world and I get emotional? How do you equate that with folding?
Emotional.
Bitch it up.
How do I correlate that with folding? Because you don't want to do that. And when you do something you don't want to do, you fold it. How is this not making sense to you?
Yeah, and on the man mindset side, we call that a bitch.
See, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up.
How are you calling that folding? Because you didn't want to do it, but you did it anyway. So you folded. Do I need to define folding now? We need an Urban Dictionary folding.
All right, so now we're getting somewhere because I'm speaking to Ty and not Steve, bitch ass. So you're saying that when you get out
because you're not understanding that you listen. The bigger picture trickles down in the details. So I can judge exactly what you did over here, and then that's how you would be over there. So when we get to the example, listen. When we get to the example, I was about to even tell you another example with the family one. So the dude calls you a bitch in front of your family. I was gonna make the point that guess what? If that dude was tall enough, big enough, or strong enough, you were going to let him say it because you pick your battles. You'll fight at home when there's no external situation to make you fold. But then if the challenge gets big enough, you'll fold, just like you do when you walk outside and react emotionally like you don't want to. But I bet you don't want to let him call you a bitch in front of your family, but you do that, but you fold anyway. You're either a man or you're not. You stand on it or you don't. Do you not see how it all connects now?
Okay, I see how you're trying to
watch it, but you bet you get charged that. The fuck that charge.
Let me get my example, because now we're talking about irrelevant shit. Let me get my example, bro.
Not addressing what's being said.
I understand what you're saying. You're trying to connect. Okay, just because I get emotional, when I get out on the field, I'm letting nigga call me a bitch in front of my family. That's not no. Just because I get emotional out in the field doesn't mean I'm going to let that happen,
you will.
Bro. I see how you're trying to make me connect, but bro, that's not me, bro. But you know, right,
you can
you're
say
right,
it's
you
not
know,
true. Why would I believe you when you don't even believe yourself? You say
matter,
you say to yourself who you are before
bro,
you leave the crib and do
bro.
Something else. Why would I believe you? Why would I believe you when you don't believe yourself?
It doesn't matter what you believe, bro.
Why?
I know I wouldn't let that happen. So that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what you think, bro. I know I wouldn't let that happen. So I'm not even going to talk about that.
Fine.
If it doesn't matter what
fine.
You think, why are you here then?
Can I get my example? Steve, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm not talking. Huh? Can I get
all
my
right.
example, bro?
I'm about to hang up the phone. Oh, you.
Are you going to run away? You going to hang up and run away?
I'm going to be emotional.
Can I get
right
my
now.
Example, bro?
I'm going to be you.
So,
and outside be emotional and do this. You're going. Okay, Eric code 317-215. 317, what's your question?
They want to say and think that this shit like not. Like, what's up, man?
Yeah. Sorry for the long way. What's up, 317-215 last? What's up, 317?
I'm back.
Back from where?
I was on here earlier, and you told me
about
to call a girl. All right, but what happened is I called her, and
no, you didn't call her.
I swear to God, I called her.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, because you would have called her when we were on the phone. Call her right now.
Hey, I didn't. She has an iCloud. I said this. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I was just texting her. I got messages to prove it.
Hey, wait a second. I'm a pirate. Timbers, I'm a pirate.
Arr.
Okay, what is your question, sir?
All right, but, well, I don't know if y'all be able to give good advice or not. But
no,
I was
we don't
saying
give
is,
advice. Wait, you said, do we give good advice?
Yeah, that's what I thought you guys were doing.
Wait, did you just ask us if we give good advice?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I misunderstood. My bad.
No, we don't give good advice. I think you should hang your phone up right now. We don't give good advice at all. Don't waste your time.
All right, my nigga. You asked that question. You remind me of the guy who called earlier and said, what did he say, Steve? He said he interrupts the girl to talk to her and then says, can I talk to you?
And then he wants to ask, he wants to know if we give good advice.
All right, so what I was saying is, out of everything I do for myself and everything I do to improve myself, I still feel a sort of emptiness, and I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if you guys have ever had that.
Because you're nuts fall from your stomach yet. Because your nuts haven't fallen from your nut stomach yet.
Should play some music over there. I still feel this emptiness in my soul.
I feel this emptiness in my soul, in my heart. And when I tapped her on her shoulder,
that's just how I feel. It's not.
Yeah, fuck your feelings. You don't give a fuck how you feel. Fuck your feelings.
All right.
And that's how the world is. Welcome to the world. I don't know what advice you
want.
But
I was asking for advice. I wouldn't ask you to.
All right, well, then why don't you go study? Like we told you, we gave you advice. Go study. Get out of the game. You ain't ready. You ain't built for this.
All right.
The sad realization is once you realize that the world is more cruel and harder than Steve could ever be, y'all gonna come back here and be like, wait,
no,
yeah,
I realize exactly.
Look, the world gonna do the world. See, this the world is the exact opposite of school. In school, you study and then you get tested. You know what I'm saying? So you study, prepare for something, and you test it to prove that. The world gonna test you first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like to fail.
And you gotta do study and
answer. You ain't gonna like the consequences and the risks that come with that shit, bro. It's just the reality. There's no way to get around that bush. There's no way to be. There's no other way to be real. I don't know how to put this to you. And just because I communicate on topic and feed into y'all shit a little bit more than Steve do, and Steve just tell y'all fuck this and fuck that, and it is this and it is that, and y'all don't like that, y'all don't get to pick and choose in life. You don't get to pick and choose in life. You don't. You're gonna get smacked with it, and it's not gonna be solved. It's not.
Yeah.
It's gonna hit you like a truck. And what you gonna do? You can either get up or keep crawling.
Yeah, I'm saying I've been through things in my life. Like even at the young age of 17, there's a lot of things that happen. You won't believe it. That's why I'm working on improving myself today. But
and listen, if that shit would have hit you like you listen, dog, listen.
Yeah, like I thought it was, it would have been.
You gonna keep life gonna keep bumping your head as hard as it needs to until you learn your lesson. I'm telling you, there's no other way to put this for anybody listening. Fuck anything else we say and explain and break down. Life is gonna keep bumping you in your head until you get the lesson that you need to learn. You can change, pump fake, lie, and go back and you can do what you want. Keep bumping your head, bro. Or change the day. Change the day or decide to repeat tomorrow, as they say.
And I feel you on that, I feel you on that.
Okay.
No matter that you feel me, bro. You gonna live it.
Or not. All right. So you good, caller?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Can we go now?
Yeah, Steve. Listen, Steve. That's what they don't realize, bro. We could be alive. We've been alive for 5 hours, right?
Yeah, we got one more caller left.
I'm making a point. We could be alive for 5 hours talking to guys one on one. Roasting them, giving them advice, saying this, saying that, explaining this, and breaking this down. If you do not do what you need to do, I don't give a fuck what that looks like. And the guy called in earlier and said, has an urge to say, when you going for what you want, are you going to have to sacrifice sleep? Sleep? That's it? Sleep? Bitch, that's one of the first things to go.
Yep.
Sleep.
Yep.
Why are you even asking that question? But to get on top of that, my point is that just shows, for him to ask that question, that just shows what he's willing to do for what he wants or says he needs in life. Because I wouldn't be asking that question. I'm getting straight to the point of something that would actually help me. I'm not asking, I don't even call that question stupid. It's not stupid. It just has nothing to do with anything.
It's like like what you were saying, when you get in a car, if you were in a car with Bill Gates or someone that had influence, you'd be in there asking good questions, solid questions.
Very specific. I wouldn't turn around and ask them, so, hey, when you made your first million, how'd it feel? I'm getting very specific.
Yeah.
What are some things you've seen? I'm listening. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right, real quick, 215, you had the longest wait. What's your question? I guess this is Philly. This might be
Philly. Good. Philly, yeah, Philly, you're calling the Buddha, man. Yeah. You got to represent the right way, gang.
Yo, what's up with you, Todd? What's up with you, Steve?
What's going on,
what's
man?
Good, what's good, what's good, what's good?
Sorry for the wait, brother. What's up?
It's all good. It's all good. I need to wait because, honestly, I needed to ask this question because, for me, I really don't want to stress my feelings or open it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just eating me alive, so I know.
What do you mean when you say express your feelings to who?
Not express my feelings, like, I don't know how I can put it. Because.
Right. To who,
to my question. Raising my question. Can I go to my question?
Well, yeah. Go. I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. When you're making statements, it's going to help your question along if we get more clarity on some of the things you're saying. Because if you're saying about help your feelings, we're trying to understand what you mean by that.
My feelings, like what I feel inside. Like, recently, I've been I don't know how I'm feeling right now, honestly. I feel like a bunch of anger, resentment. I don't trust nobody.
Okay, there's something happened.
Yeah, so basically, 9 months ago, I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I lost five members this summer.
Wait a second. Wait, you went to college and what happened?
I lost five of my friends this summer.
Okay, you lost them.
Gun violence.
I'm leading to it because I'm shaky, and honestly, I can't even open up to people around me because they think it's a bitch vibe, but it's just eating me alive.
Here's the thing, and listen, this is not, I'm not playing around or joking with this because it's not a joking matter. But the thing that I learned at a young age, and I just talk about how I was taught. I was taught that, you know, a man, you know, if you want to cry, get in your car, drive in the middle of nowhere and cry your eyes out. But you must always represent strength in front of everybody. You cannot show weakness or emotion. That's just how I was taught. So, you know, you what I'm saying is I see what you're going through, but. Is it that you want people to see that you're feeling something, or what is it that you like are trying to do here?
No, because I'm basically trying to start because I want to change as a man. I know I'm going down the wrong path.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
I'm 19.
Okay, you're 19. So are you in college right now?
Yes.
Okay, are you working?
Yes. Well, kind of. I'm an athlete.
Oh, athlete. Okay.
I'm doing side hustles. I'm doing the studio. I'm doing DoorDash flow. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So what is the question though that you wanted us to answer, sir?
Because recently one of my mentors I looked up to, he kind of broke my trust, and it kind of made me look at the world a different way. So
what way did he make you look at the world?
You can't trust nobody.
Well, yeah, that's great. Yeah, you shouldn't trust. Trust is something that's earned.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust anybody. It's trust. Trust is earned, young man. Your mentor was right. So why
exactly. It's not a depressing, sad, the word is over realization to get hit in the head. What people got to do is they got to just accept what is. They got to drop the emotion and negative and sad narrative that they attach to the truth. Just because you learned in an ugly way, it is what it is, and you needed to know that. Otherwise, you wouldn't have experienced the pain or situation that you put through, that you've been through. Because I had to realize that a lot of times. You know, a lot of guys complain like that. They'll say, oh, well, a woman needs to break your heart, or your first heartbreak, and a woman cheated on me, so then I did this, and I became this, or whatever. Well, you needed that lesson.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you were telling yourself before you got your heart broke. And sadly, like I said, guys will attach the hate to the lesson, so they can't even see the lesson for what it is. But like I said, in my specific situation, a girl never broke my heart, never been cheated on. But it's been close relatives or family members or people that it always was somebody that I loved that could hurt me, not somebody that I didn't know or didn't care about, a woman that I met. But what that lesson taught me is independence. You can love somebody from a distance and not be dependent on them. You can love somebody and not put yourself in a position to be dropped in their arms once you fall back. When you stand on your own ground as a man, somebody could betray you today. Somebody could snake you tomorrow, and you'll still be the man that you were because you were standing on your own two feet. You weren't in anybody's arms ready for the carpet to be swept from under you.
Yeah, there's a world of what is and what could be, and you're living in the could-be world, and you're starting to realize that there is another world called the what is. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
You're just having a problem accepting that? Is that what that's what you're having a problem with, accepting the truth? What it is versus what you want it to be?
Yes, honestly, I can actually do that.
Okay, that's the thing. Again, I was lucky enough to learn that lesson at a young age. That listen, that's why I don't give a fuck. That's why I love Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, that's why the world can do whatever it wants to do. It's none of my fucking business. I don't give a flying fuck. Because I'm not going to let the world dictate or create my reality. I'm gonna create my reality myself. And in order for you to break free, you have got to not think like me, but think for yourself in a way that get out of your feelings of a truth that it's the truth. It's not a lie. It just is. You just and look. Water is wet.
Is,
yeah, right. Water is wet. Day, it's 12 in the day and 12 at night. You see what I'm saying? It's time changes. So you.
It is what it is. You're not attached to it. You're not holding on. You're not
right.
Feeding the narrative and getting frustrated when it's not that. It is what it is. And you stand on it.
Yeah.
And then catch a lot of y'all got to going to miss that, but y'all got to catch how Steve said. Don't think like me, but you need to think for yourself in a way that. And et cetera to expand on what he said, but I'm not teaching you to be copying drones or us at all.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be like me.
Yep.
I want you to know who you want to be and then stand on that shit. I want you to show the world who you are. I want you to know who you are and stand on that. Don't be like me. Fuck me. You ain't me. I'm not you. Shit on me. Because I'm shit. Listen, if you want to shit on me, you want to beat me at whatever game I'm playing, you'll never win. Because I make the rules of the game.
Talk your shit.
Be you. You got to be you, man. You got to stand on that. And whatever the fuck that is, I don't give a fuck if you want to be the best clown who can catch pie on his face.
never that. Don't try, baby.
Stand on that shit. I mean, listen to what the dude said. The dude called earlier and said, my clothing line business, and you know, it's unique, and I'm going to push it to the market and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all right. So what is that? He's like, well, you know, I don't want to say anything to get out the secrets. It's like, all right. And then his question was, I still can't get over that. You know, when you're working for what you want, you need to sacrifice sleep. But the fact that he asked that specific question speaks in volumes to how he thinks. I've never in my life asked myself that question. In my life.
A caller, I think you sound like, and is this true, did your parents paint a world or protect you or shelter you from the outside world? Because I wonder, where did you get this notion that everything is sunshine and rainbows?
Nah, kind of. So basically, as I was growing up, I was taught family was thicker than blood. I mean, water was thicker than blood, basically. So I always kept that family value. Blood is thicker than water, my fault. Keep getting that mixed up, but
don't follow that.
So basically, when I went to college, just because I didn't get in touch with my mentor, he cut me off, and I was 1,000 miles away. I literally had to figure out a way to survive out there.
He cut you off and you were thousands of miles away. You had to figure out a way to survive. So catch what I said about the lesson that you needed to learn and people sweeping the rug from under you. I didn't even hear your situation. I already knew how it happened. I already knew what went down. I already knew. So had you already learned that lesson or knew that in advance, no one would be able to do that to you. My apartment could say, you have a 24-hour notice to get the fuck out of the crib, and I would already have something to do.
Yep.
My motherfucking school could say, well, you're getting kicked out, you have something to do. YouTube, every form of payment I have could get frozen right now. They could freeze paying me for the next 3 months, and I already would have something to do and prepare. Yeah. Listen, because of what I've learned and how life has smacked me inside the head, and I took heed to what I learned, and I stood on that. And what I learned, you can't bite me in the same place twice.
Right. That's why Nike Vinny says you can drop them off in the middle of a third world country, just give them a bottle of water, come back a week, and you're going to have like three bitches already fanning them and shit, you know what I mean? So call her. Your problem is that you are, I'm sorry for your losses and stuff, but as a man, you must get out of the feminine and the emotion. I'm not saying, you know, your friends, you know, mourn them. Please do that. But mourn them privately. Never show a chink in your armor, because your enemies will use that chink in your armor and destroy your ass. So, and the thing is, let's say you go to the funeral and you're crying with everybody else. Everybody at that funeral ain't your friend. And people will have that information on you, and that information is worth to pass on to somebody that wants to destroy you. So you
could get you killed.
Yep, exactly. You can't be.
But see, you got to, when you think like a king and you move militant, this is how you think, bro. And it's, you know what, there's going to be somebody out here say, these guys are wrong. Like, who wants to live like that? No, cry if you want to cry. Be emotional. And guess what? You can follow them if you want to. You can stand on that if you want to. We're not telling you to ignore your emotions. We're telling you to stand strong and firm in the eyes of all.
Yes. If you want to cry, drive to the fucking countryside, ball your ass out. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Wipe your fucking tears, and when get in front of people, you better show strength.
Because it can save your life or get you killed.
It'll get you more.
And it's just the truth. Just the truth.
Yeah. And the worst thing I fear, young man, is that you got your feelings on your shoulders, and you're the kind of guy that's going to listen to a woman and say, well, just tell me how you feel, you know, express yourself to me. I just want to hear, and then you're going to tell her shit, and then she's going to disrespect you.
Or even worse, she's going to tell you how she feel, and you're going to eat that shit up.
Yep. Does that make sense, caller?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, listen, chat, we could apply this even to y'all dudes that follow and chase women all day, and how we catch y'all when y'all say bullshit like, yeah, she's the one. She's the one. I want her. I love her. She's different, right? You've known her for less than a year, or maybe even less than 2 years, and you come into that conclusion, oh, I love her. I already know this, and I already know.